tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping Carr Fire Relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with floaters. Lit. Candlebox. And headliners, AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to Carr Fire Relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for Carr Fire Relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get to
there
it
you
here.
Go.
Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir.
We are here on the Talk Radio Review for another week, examining the charts from Talkers Magazine, week ending September the 21st. We get into fall. There's no fall off when it comes to controversy and conversation. And here to do the honors to discuss the top 10 stories and people, not necessarily in order or not necessarily all of them, is esteemed broadcaster Walter Sterling, Richard McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Jennifer Horn. And I actually would like to start with Jennifer. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. The number one story this week, the allegation, I guess that's the right word, against Mr. Kavanaugh. Jennifer, you have a new wrinkle on this, one that not many people have heard to this point. Would you explain?
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
Well, look, I think every accusation needs to be treated seriously. Christine Ford has made a pretty big one against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And so I followed this stuff. We all do. We're always looking at headlines. And I had seen some news coming out about a former clerk to Scalia. He's also now a conservative operative, to be fair. His name is Ed Whelan. And he said that he had the evidence, the smoking gun that would clear Brett Kavanaugh's name, and he would release it soon. Well, soon has come. And Ed Whelan has started to lay out this case, trying to prove that maybe Christine Ford is telling the truth, but perhaps it's a case of mistaken identity. So Ed Whelan, Justice Scalia's former law clerk, president of the conservative think tank, the Ethics and Public Policy Center, they call it the EPPC, said on Twitter that Christine Ford, he believes, may have been victimized by someone 36 years ago, but he thinks the person was a guy named Chris Garrett, not a guy named Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And he lays it out saying that both Kavanaugh and Garrett went to school at the same time. They went to the same school at the same time. And that people always would laugh about how much they looked alike. And there are actually pictures available, and they do look somewhat similar. They still, actually, to this day, they published some current pictures of the two of them, look pretty darn similar. And according to Ed Whelan, he says that Christine Ford said that this alleged assault happened in a house near the country club in town. Well, Kavanaugh and everyone else that she identified, Mike Judge is one, that being at this party, that none of them lived by the country club. But this guy, Chris Garrett, lives by the country club. He even laid out a map. He mapped out the home of...
Now, lessen the impact of Mr. Sterling coughing and Martin Laura by putting his microphone down. Richard,
I did that,
go
yes.
ahead.
Yes.
Chris Garrett, they even laid out, they put out the layout of his home, which is very much matching the description of Christine Ford. Now, could this all be coincidence? Yes, it absolutely could. Could there still be a million other scenarios as to what happened? Yes. But Ed Whelan says that maybe this is a case of mistaken identity and that there's some confusion going on
here.
Why
did he pick this guy, Chris Garrett?
Because they look alike.
I see the pictures,
Richie.
No, I haven't seen the pictures, but okay.
He also has the house near the, but it's similar.
That would explain things. He also has the house near the country club.
Right. It would actually make everybody in this case telling the truth.
Unless Kavanaugh was at a party at Chris Garrett's house when it happened.
Right. But everybody says, everybody that was allegedly there has had said that this particular event, as she described it, with Kavanaugh there, didn't happen. They're
so this scenario would make everybody happy except the people who don't want Brett Kavanaugh to be seated on the Supreme Court.
Right.
It would make Christine Ford happy. It would make Brett Kavanaugh happy. So the accuser and the victim would both be justified in their statements. But really, the reason all of this is coming out is because somebody doesn't want Brett Kavanaugh to make it.
Right. And
well, in fairness, it's not...
weaponized allegations.
But everything should come out. The problem here is, I think there is a multitude of problems with this scenario, including the fact that of the tens of thousands of judges in the country, we can't find somebody who doesn't have a blemish in some way, shape, or form?
No. You will never find anybody, and even if, Jennifer's right, even if they don't have a blemish, they will make one up. One's coming.
The reason Trump picked this guy to begin with over Amy Barrett, remember he wanted to pick Amy Barrett, is because this was the safe choice. He thought this was the guy that was going to get confirmed because of his record. Right.
Yeah. If we can't find a blemish on you, we're going to make one up. Who was the politician back in, I guess it was Dewey or Truman or something back then, when the presidential candidate was running for re-election and he said, make something like this guy's having an affair with somebody or something or other up, and the press guy said, but it's not true, and it says it doesn't matter. He'll have to spend the rest of the campaign defending himself.
Well, that's what happened.
That was in the 40s or the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten even worse now.
So who was it, McCain? Let me just think about it. When McCain was running for president in North or South Carolina, George Bush's team came up with a rumor that he fathered an interracial daughter, and he had, in fact, adopted her. But that whole thing grabbed hold, and that's what many people think cost him that primary election.
Exactly.
And there was no fact to it.
And that's not to say that Christine Ford didn't have this happen to her. It's just the political machines will do whatever it takes.
Yeah. All right, 13 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup Show. The importance of you getting a good night's sleep. Regular periods of sleep are key to having a healthy body and clearing your mind. When it gets busy and you are going around the clock and sometimes you don't get enough rest, when you do get rest, you want to make sure that it is the best possible rest. And that comes from having MyPillows, from having the MyPillow mattress, from having all the MyPillow ancillary things like sheets and just a whole thing. There's a catalog at MyPillow.com you can look at. There are some new things that are not necessarily just directed at sleep. It's sort of a health focus at MyPillow that you get. But look around and then take advantage of the savings. Most everything in the catalog now is this weekend going to be 50% off at least using the DJV code. So go to MyPillow.com, get a single pillow, get two pillows, get four pillows, get a new mattress. If you're going to spend over $200, they'll finance it for you. All kinds of great reasons to go to this great spot. MyPillow.com. Read the story of Mike Lindell and how he invented the MyPillow. There are all kinds of stats on the urgency, people in our country especially, to get it. That is, getting a good night's rest. Productivity is higher. Don't be sleep deprived. Get the best rest you can using MyPillows and get the discounts that you're entitled to by going to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV and have a great time shopping this weekend.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
All right. It's 16 past the hour. Excuse me, sorry. Jennifer, you have the most fabulous laugh of anybody that I know. I can't tell you what the story is that we're, and that's not fair to the audience, but anyway.
Number eight.
Let's keep moving. Number eight, supposed summit between North and South Korea. I don't know if that's really where you wanted me to go, Richie, or not, but that's where we go, because I don't know.
It's a big story. A story that didn't get a lot of attention, but I think a good one.
Absolutely.
Well, it didn't get a lot of attention because there are a lot of other things sucking the oxygen out of the news cycle. But there is this, would you say, Jennifer, or anybody else wants to comment, is this an advancement? Are we moving ahead? Now, somebody pointed out this week, well, there haven't been any missiles shot for the last however many months since we started talking, so I suppose
that's
good
for us. That's good for Japan. Also, I think it was just a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, where Kim Jong-un was saying he'd like to see South Korea engulfed in, like, fiery flames of hell or something. And now he's talking about doing a united bid for the Olympics in 2030. So I think whether or not we trust Kim Jong-un, I don't, but at least you're not seeing all of this testing. You're not seeing this aggressiveness that we've seen from him in the past. Right?
Well, because he's also got the they were bringing the leaders of Samsung and Nokia and all
the
these other he sees the dollar signs. So the question here is,
isn't
whether
that what wins everybody over to the right side?
Absolutely. I mean, even a nutbag like Kim Jong Un sees the money there.
The side of the force. The force is with us
right,
as long as we got money.
So I think he's looking at trying to be the hero of his country and get some economic stability there. But how intertwined is South Korea and the United States during these talks? That's what I want to know. Whether South Korea is just kind of doing their own thing or not.
But this week we learned that the U.S. has now agreed to sell weapons to South Korea. It's very odd timing, and I've been wondering all week, is this going to derail the North-South Korea summit? Is this going to change their perception? Is it going to change their progress? Now we start selling them more weapons. It's a little weird, the timing.
We're pretty much in a pretty big relationship with South Korea right now. President Moon has been the one who actually even started the talks.
He didn't like
Trump
us, though, at the beginning, right, Jennifer? Because there were missile tests and some kind of war games going on that he didn't know anything about. They just were taking
place. Well, we would engage in military exercises every year with South Korea.
Yeah.
He knew about that.
So anyway, this is a good thing. We are all in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, how many people watched the Emmy Awards, number 9 this week on the...
Nope.
Countdown. Well, that was quick. Well,
I watched
because
the highlights after the fact.
Yeah.
10 million
I think
people watched it. That's not that bad, considering that, you know, when you look at major events on TV and how much the ratings drop because so many people don't have cable anymore and they watch things on DVR. So to get, like, almost 11 million viewers, it wasn't terrible.
Well, people, I think, that don't watch are tired of the politicizing of
the event. But there wasn't a single mention of Trump this whole time.
But people didn't know that, They are expecting the people like Richie who are tuning out in droves. Imagine if there wasn't any controversy and they just had fun. Shut the hell up and give us the names and let's see some clips and let's talk about the people
and
have some fun.
Yeah, a bunch of millionaires getting around to celebrate each other.
Well, that's what I think a lot of people are tired of.
It's just people in
Hollywood kind of patting themselves on the back for sports.
Well, it's always been that, though.
Well, but people like the red carpet. They like to see what everybody's wearing.
It used to be so much lighthearted fun that it was entertaining.
Yes, that's right.
Now
Richie, that's what I'm saying.
There's nothing entertaining about it. It's all self-aggrandizing crap.
Yeah.
Except for Betty White, who was amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
Right.
She's
Betty White, we have a round of applause.
They got to get a 90-something-year-old in there to be fun.
Yeah, Winkler got an award. That wasn't bad. I agree with you on that, Victoria. Winkler got for that story about
After all those years,
who's a
hit. Won an Emmy. Yeah.
Yeah, he should have won for Fonzie.
Yeah,
I didn't want to jump the shark, Rich.
21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to great.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of The Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Election Day is fast approaching, and the issues at stake in any election are important to all Americans as each of us has a vital responsibility to vote on November 6th. Well, many people choose not to vote because they don't believe that their vote counts, or they don't know enough about the candidates and the issues. Well, Pacific Justice Institute has prepared an important free guide called The Church and Politics. Now, this guide will help church leaders understand their legal rights to provide their congregations with information to inform them about the upcoming election. Visit pji.org and download this guide for free.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Going through the items and ancillary conversation about things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. There's lots of different sorts of talk radio, but news talk seems to be so-called political talk radio. Some people call it right wing. I was actually talking to a friend of mine this week, and I said, when's the last time you listened to me on the radio? And he shot back a note saying, I don't listen to conservative right wing talk radio. I said, How long has it been since you listened? Right, exactly. I said, that's not quite what we do on the program these days, on the DJV program. But here, it's not aimed at that, just that singular group, but it is aimed at the issues of the day, whatever you may consider them to be. If you agree with all this, fine. You may have other things. I always have other things that I think ought to be on the list, or maybe there are a few things on the list I don't think need to be there. If you look at number 10 this week, or understand number 10, usual focus on sports talk radio, what's happening now. The football season has started, baseball season pretty much over because the Red Sox have won, and won. So what else is there to say other than the Browns won a game?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, it's the first win since December of 2016.
Yeah.
So the big celebration this weekend in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those Bud Light lockers are going to be opened. Do you remember that story, Doug, I told you about?
No.
That Bud Light is, you know, one of the sponsors of the NFL, and so they have these lockers that they put all around Cleveland, and that they would be automatically opened and giving out free Bud Light bottles if the Cleveland Browns won. So they tied their first game of the season, and that was close, but no Bud Light. And now the Bud Light lockers will be opened, and I'm sure they'll be empty in minutes. But that's the...
You can't lose forever, right? Are there any historical notes from teams that never won a game?
Forever? No.
No.
But, I mean, this one's pretty long. And what's great about it is their quarterback got knocked out, and their rookie quarterback, Baker Mayfield, comes in and runs and drives down the field four times. Boom. Score, score, score. Yeah.
So is that like an old Brady thing? The substitute is better than the regular guy, and that... He gets the job?
He will likely stay in for now, yes.
Yeah, Brady's hot substitute is now on the 49ers, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, not doing so well yet.
Sometimes the head honcho doesn't like it when the backup does too well.
Well, that's why they traded him. It was no secret here in New England that Brady didn't want him around because he didn't want to do the same thing to him that he did to the last guy who was there. Who was the quarterback when Brady went in and substituted before he got hurt? Does anybody even remember his name?
Yes.
I'm trying to as you're trying to.
No.
I can't remember it. But that's how quickly someone like that fades into oblivion. I don't even think the guy, did he go to another team?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right,
who
anyway.
Was it?
The guy, somebody got injured.
Do you know his name? Yeah.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I have no idea.
Remember. Somebody will send us
people
a Twitter.
People are screaming at the radio right now.
I know.
Yeah, right. at Doug Steffen. At Rich McFadden, at On Air Victoria, it's one of those three. Send us who it is that was on the field, got injured, Brady replaced him. This is what, 15? How long is Brady?
Drew Bledsoe,
right, too. Yep, that's it. Where'd he go, Richie? Where'd he end up?
I think he went to...
Playing Key West, or
where? No, didn't.
They have a football team there in high school, folks, that's what I said. Anyway, it's probably not important. It's just very interesting how these guys...
The Buffalo
and then the
Cowboys.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Meanwhile, the season goes on. Any surprises, football surprises, so far?
New coaches and new quarterbacks aren't doing well.
New coach at the Giants is an abomination.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. My Pillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. You buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town, plus over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Down Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, Talk Radio Roundup, an overview every week. For those of you who are devotees of this fabulous format, number one listener participation stuff is in News Talk Radio, and Rich McFadden is here, long characterized as a buddy of mine, a pal. We've been together on the radio for a long time, and so then we bring in upstart Victoria Keelan to try to modify things, Richie, to even.
And that she has.
Yes, she has done a very good job of doing that. All right, so I'm going to go through the top 10 stories. And then we'll go back, circle back around to pick on a couple of them. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on there? We just handled the Browns winning the Emmy Awards and what a blah, blah, blah fest that was. Number 8 is the continuing focus on what's going on between North and South Korea. Number 7, focus on President Trump versus
Attorney General Sessions, I don't even begin. It's like a couple of kids playing in a sandbox. For God's sakes, you're running the government.
Why does Sessions even still have a job if Trump hates him that much?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, he's afraid to fire him before the midterms, apparently. That's what the rumor
That's what it is right now.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's the, if you have somebody that's in the House and you're running the House and you can't get along with them, it doesn't. I don't think it looks good for either one of them. The optics are bad. The stuff with the tweets and taking a shot at
it's just silly.
But yeah, it is. It's
fire the guy.
Childish.
And I guarantee it. November 3rd, boom.
Nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Well, nobody cares. I don't think anybody cares now, frankly. Number six, the aforementioned midterm elections. What's going to be? I see all kinds of stuff, and it depends. You know, I read all of the jargony. The mother hen or mother goose, or what is it, Mother Jones? And then
what's
the Newsmax difference? On the other end. I like the middle range here is what is coming out of the libertarians. And so that may, anyway, the point is that there's a lot of interesting focus on things that have nothing to do with the elections that people think are going to, or doesn't seem to me they impact the elections, but people seem to think anything and everything will impact the midterm.
Do you think government gets nothing done now? When do the Democrats have control of the House?
Well, are you giving that to them? Are you think that's going
to
happen?
Oh, I just think there'll be a stalemate. I think they'll try to get stuff done, but I just get to get up to the Senate.
But do you think the Democrats, no, that was my question.
Or the president will veto, or...
Is there going to be an overtaking of the House by the Democrats?
Yes.
You think they will take over?
Most
it
likely.
Seems on target for that,
Could
be some surprises last minute, but...
Unless the Republicans get off of their couches and go out and vote, but at this point they're not... what's really interesting is that this Kavanaugh thing could get the right stoked to get up and go out and vote, but right now they're just not as motivated as the left. And if Kavanaugh gets chucked out after these accusations... It may make enough people angry to get up and go out and do something.
Mm. Well,
yeah, but the thing is though, if these allegations turn out to be real, then he should get chucked out, as you say, and that should anger people. That's what the process of vetting is about.
Right, but that's
a big
if.
People who are tone deaf to this, they only care because he was put up by Trump, and that's all they care about. They don't care whether he's good, bad, indifferent, up, down, sideways, in, out. It's
This whole
thing is fishy. What was DiFi doing sitting on this until the 11th hour?
Using it for political purposes.
Yeah, but it's
the
right. Exactly.
Have done the same thing, real rich.
So what?
Exclusive.
That's the attitude that carries the day. That has to change, or we go nowhere. Well, whether it's true or not, how does you take a shot here and somebody else takes a shot there? It's always tit for tat.
But,
go get him because he said this or that. Where the hell does it stop?
But that's how the Senate and Congress are.
Where
they
does it stop?
But here's the thing.
Where does it stop?
That, I don't know.
The fact that she did that makes the whole thing fishy. Had she come out when she originally got the letter and said, listen, I have some serious issues here that I need. But the fact that she made it a political weapon makes you question the circumstance altogether.
Yeah.
Well, Jen had said she actually thought it was she did it because she's worried that she may not win her reelection.
That's another thing.
She's got a tough fight.
In California, it's the top two vote-getters, and she's running against the Democrat, so she's got to be more powerful and further left than the other one. So now it's a fight to see who can be the biggest lefty.
Yeah.
It's like Bernie versus Hillary all over again.
It is.
All right. So, well, we don't get away. This is, again, political talk radio. Don't get far away from this stuff. One of the most atrocious things to come out of the week is this spending bill that's sponsored by the Republicans. And I say that because it has $834 billion, most of which is aimed at either the Defense Department and or the black ops groups, FBI, CIA, all the budgets
MOUSC.
That you never see.
Right.
Nobody, they're giving them X amount of dollars. You do what you want. No oversight, no supervision, nothing. They just give them the money, and there you go. I think it is an outrage. I think that the amount of money we spend for it isn't so much what, well, it isn't what we have. The fact that we are building to protect ourselves, there's a little bit more. There's a great National Geographic series that came out last month that I watched about war, Afghanistan, Iraq, what's going on. It's kind of a puff piece promoting not so much the soldiers. The soldiers are doing what they're told to do. But the political aspirations of the people who in our government made the decisions to go into Afghanistan and Iraq and then following up what it is that that has come of all of this in terms of death, destruction, and how we kind of whitewash it all. We're there to help the Iraqis reestablish their country. We blew it to smithereens. So we are. We're really rebuilding it. We spent $3 trillion blowing that country to smithereens, and now we're spending even more than that with the rebuild. And
isn't that,
you know,
what we always do throughout history?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And then people will point to Vietnam, Victoria, as
well,
an
no,
example.
You point to South Korea and Germany. Those are the two shining stars for that model.
Well, Japan.
And Japan.
Too,
right. Exactly.
That's
it's worked.
But Vietnam is
it has.
Also,
I mean, it
Vietnam
takes 30 years.
Definitely deserves an honorable mention in that because that's become such a huge tourist destination.
Yeah.
Of
right.
High
so
end.
Is that
so every place we blow to smithereens and rebuilt ends up being a shiny
really
star.
Yeah, we're really good at
rebuilding. Are we
going to
do that? I've been to Iraq. Believe me.
I don't think that's ever going to make my bucket list.
The only thing I saw there, Richie, remember when I was on the air that day and I had discovered Freddie Flintstone and Barney, that Saddam Hussein had created a Flintstone village at the main palace in central Baghdad. You remember that day?
When I thought
remember
Saddam's
that?
Palace was the Flintstone village.
Well, no, remember, I went over with a group of quote-unquote celebrities to Baghdad for 5 or 6 days. It was a fabulous experience. And I slept in one of the son's bedrooms, Uday, Kui Bay, whatever one it was, I don't know. It was really eerie. But as you drove in and out of that palace, there was a Flintstone village.
That's funny.
Was he just a fan of the show?
No, he did it for his grandchildren. He built a Flintstone village, and he had people that worked for him that played the characters. He had them all dressed up as Flintstone characters.
That's funny.
But that's surprisingly human of him, right?
Well, I mean, everybody
that's
loves somebody.
That's a typical grandparent doing whatever you want to do for your grandchildren.
Yeah. At the same time, the father of the kids who were enjoying the Flintstones was bathing the opposition to his father in acid baths. That's how they used to get rid of the people who didn't. There was there had been just a week or two before those two were killed, there was a protest by farmers in Iraq, and they all drove their tractors into Baghdad. They were all summarily arrested, and 20 of them were thrown into an acid bath as a demonstration how we're going to take care of you if you give us any more trouble. Those are the parents of the kids the Flintstone Village was built for. All right, folks, we got a little off of the track here, but
but anyway, going back to the GOP spending bill, the only real headline that I saw was that Trump was furious that there's not enough funding for the Mexican wall in it.
Yeah, but he's not going to do anything because it's right up against the
and it's not going to happen. That wall was never going to happen, isn't going to happen.
I never thought it was ever going to happen.
Those of you who love, I mean, I'm as bad or good, depending on your point of view, I'm as wild about the illegal immigration situation, and it's lasted so long, people are just kind of giving over, giving in. Oh, well, they're all here now. No, something has to be done, but nothing. We've tried this before.
Well,
Eisenhower tried it.
He's doing it through other methods. I mean,
the amount
of immigration that they allow this year is, I think, down to 30,000 as opposed to 45,000.
But they still don't have it right, Richie, as to who they let in, how they supervise who can come here and what they're supposed to be. There's a real good argument to be made for a lot of people coming into this country who can contribute. As a matter of fact, there was a story this week, and correct me if I'm wrong, Victoria, on this. I don't remember when I saw it, but I know we had it on the foray to talk about it, and I know I can't put my hands on it, of people going into the service, and now they're summarily, they weren't citizens, Yes. They're summarily trying to get rid of him.
They were lured in. They were recruited and promised citizenship in exchange for service.
Right.
And now they're
throwing them out.
They said that they were. The army said that they were going to stop throwing them out, but it turns out they never stopped.
That's a slippery guy, man. I don't know if I. That's an easy way for some bad guys to infiltrate your troops.
But these guys were recruited.
But are you assuming just because they're illegal, they're bad guys?
There are plenty of people
who have gone into the service, Richie, who have served admirably. I'm not sure they all have.
No doubt. Absolutely. And I know a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's a great program, but I'm just saying it's something where you have to definitely filter who you let in.
It's not unlike what happened when the blacks wanted to get into the service and the government, they wouldn't let them in. And then finally let them in through programs like the Tuskegee Airmen. And they served admirably. And then they finally get their award 50 years later.
Yeah.
And it's just because of the color of their skin. Obnoxious. During the course of the program, I like to spend a minute or so just giving you the actual list, because sometimes no matter who's on with me, we digress somewhat. So on the people list this week from Talkers, big focus on number 10, the two leaders of the Koreas. Number 9, Bob Woodward and his continuing focus on the book. Jeff Sessions at 8. Dianne Feinstein. I call her. That's number 7. James Comey at 6. Back in the headlines again for the usual ridiculous reasons. That's my own editorial. Robert Mueller is at 5. Chuck Grassley, the senator, at 4. Cory Booker, the senator, at 3. Brett Kavanaugh, the candidate, number 2. And the number 1 person on the list this week, as usual, is the President Donald Trump. Dr. Ford is also on this list as somebody in focus with regard to the Kavanaugh thing. So that's it, the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. 46 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as the time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOPLOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list on the chart from Talkers Magazine this week, has the following 10 stories. By the way, you can check out the details at talkers.com. At number 10, what's on sports talk radio, what's happening in the NFL, who's playing, who's winning. Number 9, again, awards, yay, yay for Winkler and Betty White. But what else happened at the Emmys that was invaluable to anybody? Probably not much. Number 8. Continuing focus on North and South Korea. Number 7, the focus on the Attorney General versus the President. Number 6, prepping for the midterm elections and all the politics that that will yield. Number five, the shooting in Maryland. Number four, the spending bill put forth by the Republicans. Number three, the relationship we have with China, trade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. More Trump investigations at number two, and the Kavanaugh situation. Number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to a couple of more of these quickly. The trade war, number three this week. I think maybe that's where there's as much emphasis as anything. The Kavanaugh business is one thing, but this trade war, I'm, as a family farmer, being affected by it. So are all the family farmers, and so are you, because the price you're paying for food, the price you're paying for everything is going up, and it's artificial. These damn trade agreements don't really do what they're supposed to do. Let the market find itself. We made a deal now with the Europeans, made a deal with the Mexicans, about to make a deal with the Canadians. So why can't we make a deal with the Chinese to have basically no, do we not trust them, to have no tariffs at all?
Because we had more leverage with all the others than we do with China.
Oh, that's a good answer, Richie. Thank you. That is a good answer. It's probably the right answer. But where the hell did the Chinese go?
It'll come. It'll come. It's just going to take a little longer.
Right.
Trump did what Trump does. He throws his big, huge monkey wrench into the middle of it and says, "There you go. I'm walking away." and then says, "Figure it out." And he will. And in the end, we'll all be better for it. But we have to suffer the pain.
Takes time. It's exhausting, isn't it, all of this stuff? Everybody take a deep breath, hold hands, and contact the rest of the living around you. This is the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr.
Get ready to laugh, because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to review the top technology stories of the week, as is our tradition and our passion at the moment. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. She's going to go from number five to number one. And that's pretty well organized, Victoria. Thank you very much for going from 5 to 1, starting at 5, in fact.
Well, you do love a countdown, so hey.
I do.
Instagram has announced that it's starting a new campaign to help encourage users register to vote. They're going to be using ads in both users' feeds and in their Instagram stories to offer an easy link with information on registering. And to provide accurate voting information, Instagram partnered with TurboVote, which promises up-to-date information on how to register, how to update your registration if you've moved, and how to look up your state's voting rules and deadlines and election times and all that good stuff. And additionally, Instagram is planning to offer I Voted story stickers, electronic stickers that you can brag to all your friends that you did your civic duty. So you'll also get links on Get to the Polls, and you can help people who follow you find their polling locations.
All right. That's not bad. Kind of an interesting way to get involved.
It's definitely the right way to reach the next generation, if that's
you're
what
you're
right trying
about
to
that.
Do.
So, yep. Yeah. Number four is a focus on something new from Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Amazon's Alexa is planning to introduce as many as 8 new Alexa-powered smart home devices later this year, and they're getting into your kitchens now. A microwave oven that's powered by Alexa. They're also going to be doing some in-car gadgets and some higher-end home audio gear, including amplifiers, receivers, subwoofers. And Amazon is going to detail this later this month. They're still trying to keep this a little bit under wraps. And because Apple always does their big announcement in the beginning of September, so Amazon's going to do something at the end of the month. And so this is not going to be under the Amazon Echo line of products. This is actually going to be branded as Alexa. And they're going to go head-to-head with GE, KitchenAid, LG, and Samsung when it comes to appliances in your kitchen. So you can tell Alexa to power up your microwave.
How about them apples?
Alexa,
number
make me popcorn.
Three. Alexa, get me to Doug Steffen. Android phones are the focus of the number three story this week, counting down to number one.
Right. Earlier this year, Google conducted tests to provide better location information when people are using their cell phones to call 911. And in the past, this has been on the cell phone carrier to provide the actual data of where someone is when they're calling on their cell phone. But so many people only use cell phones now that emergency services has decided it's really time to have some better location data. And so now, Google, if you have an Android phone that is 4.0 or newer, then every time you call 911, your information will be provided, your location information will be automatically provided to the emergency call center wherever you are. T-Mobile has partnered with Rapid SOS, and so they are making sure that they have, at this point, over 100 million Americans will be covered with and they've gotten it down to like within 120 feet of where you actually are. So that's great news. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to do anything. It will automatically be up to date from now on.
Yippee! Number two on our way to number one on the list of important technology items this week is a focus on the new Apple Watch.
Yeah, the new Apple Watch has really gotten a lot of buzz since Apple had their big unveiling of their annual unveiling of new products. The iPhone X, they have a new XS and XS Plus, which is going to be the largest iPhone screen at 6.5 inches. But really, the Apple Watch Series 4 has taken all the spotlight, and for good reason. It's the first FDA-approved device to test your heart, and this is has a built-in ECG that's an echocardiogram machine or a mechanism that's built into the Apple Series 4 watch. And so what you can do, it can detect heart rhythms, it can detect a low heart rate, and it can also tell you if you have AFib, and that's going to be huge for so many people. So that's probably the best thing that I think Apple has come out with in a really long time.
All right, number one, this is the President of the United States.
Well, it's the presidential alert, and it is the emergency test that FEMA has been warning. They've been saying that they're going to do this. It's now been pushed to October 3rd at 2:18 in the afternoon. Wherever you are, you will get an Amber Alert, a test. It's called the presidential test, and so you'll get a text message on your cell phone if your phone is on.
Swell.
And it's just a test.
Yes, only a test of the emergency broadcast system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Good job, Victoria. Thank you for being here. This is,
not time-wise. A test.
No, it isn't. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color...
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The woman at the center of sexual abuse allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be on Capitol Hill Thursday.
Senate Judiciary Committee staff are assuring Christine Blasey Ford's attorneys that they'll do everything they can to provide a safe, comfortable, and dignified forum for her to testify about what she says was a sexual assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were both teenagers in the 1980s. But in an email exchange obtained by the Associated Press, a counsel for committee chairman Chuck Grassley writes that the committee will decide who testifies in what order and how they will be questioned, and those terms are non-negotiable. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, the New Yorker magazine posted a story on its website tonight that Senate Democrats are investigating a second woman's accusation of sexual misconduct by Kavanaugh. This one dates back to the 1983-84 academic year. Kavanaugh's first year at Yale. Big week at the UN. The annual meeting of world leaders kicks off tomorrow. President Trump addressing the body on Tuesday. Bill Cosby is scheduled to be sentenced tomorrow in a Pennsylvania court for sexual assault. It's the first big case of the Me Too movement.
The man once beloved as America's dad is due to be sentenced for drugging and molesting a woman at a suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. Now Cosby faces up to 10 years in prison on each of three counts. Guidelines call for a sentence of about 1 to 4 years. Judge Stephen O'Neill could tack on another year for aggravating factors such as the dozens of other women who have come forward to accuse Cosby. Some of those women are expected to testify at sentencing. The judge could also deduct time because of factors such as Cosby's age and health. Then the big question becomes whether Cosby is sent to prison or if he's allowed to remain home on house arrest or serve probation. I'm Mike Sisak.
And you can always check out more news and read more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660.
It's time for another Jewish holiday. This time, this is the last major one of the year.
Jews throughout the world will begin the week-long celebration of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, at sunset on Sunday. The holiday marks 40 years of a nomadic existence in the desert, endured by the Jews after escaping slavery in Egypt and before congealing into a people worthy of entering the Promised Land. Again this year, Some 6,000 Christians from 100 nations will gather in Israel to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles under the auspices of the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. Organizers say this year's program will celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Jewish state and the move of embassies to Jerusalem, and will again feature the signature march through Jerusalem by pilgrims greeted by Israeli citizens. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and Town Hall. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average U.S. price of regular grade gas inched down over the last 2 weeks.
Regular grade gasoline lost 1 cent per gallon in the past 2 weeks. The average is now $2.90. In fact, there's been very little change in the U.S. price in the past month.
And Lundberg says the gas prices likely will continue to drop slightly. The highest gas they found at the Lundberg survey, $3.69 in the San Francisco area. The lowest, $2.50 in Jackson, Mississippi. And if you're driving a diesel, $3.24. The average, that's up a penny. The Detroit Museum that hosted Aretha Franklin's public visitation after her death is again holding space for her, this time with an exhibit featuring photographs, videos, and the red shoes she wore for the first funeral viewing that drew global attention. The tribute to the Queen of Soul is entitled Think, opens to the public Tuesday, runs through January 21st. This is townhall.com.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour. Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A weekly offering here where Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen get together to go through the top 10 stories, top 10 people, talk about things in general in the world of News Talk Radio. It's up to Michael to bring to the surface all the work that's done by his folks to come up with a list surveying all the stations and the hosts around the country. So let's bring that to an apex here, Michael, by going through the list of people and stories that are number 1 through 10 this week.
Okay, and it's great to be back. I want to thank our editor, Kevin Casey, for filling in for me last week.
Kevin's always good. He's a good sport, and he has a very wry sense of humor. Which
He's a great guy. He's one of the greatest guys I know.
Yeah. But he's got a good broadcast voice. But he doesn't take it too. He doesn't take me too seriously, anyway.
No, he's been a listener of yours for decades. And he hears my stories about you. So, but he takes you seriously.
Yeah, okay. Rather than people not take me too seriously, actually, in some circumstances,
I think people take us the way we project ourselves and want to be taken.
Yeah.
I actually believe that we create our image, and we create most of our circumstances. Not always, obviously.
I think you're right. I do want to be taken seriously as a broadcaster, though.
Well, anybody who doesn't take you seriously as a broadcaster doesn't know radio history. Let's get going with this.
Number 10, please.
We have NFL action at number 10, and it ties with Major League Baseball playoffs. push. They're not in the playoffs yet, but they're pushing it. Yeah. That's the words our editors came up with. At number nine, the Emmy Awards, which I am a complete and total absolute ignoramus about. I know nothing of what happened.
Because nobody of import seems to have watched it other than Betty. There are two things that were notable, I think, at Michael. It's worth noting that Betty White made a very strong, very interesting and lovely appearance. Mm-hmm. She was a strong point of it. And then there was one other thing. No,
you forgot, you see?
Right, exactly.
The ratings were
low. I know what it was. Henry Winkler won for Best Supporting Actor. He's been an actor actively acting for 54 years, I think it is. 52, mm-hmm. 54 years. And it's the first time that he has gotten Market Berry, which is the story of an actor turned hitman. Very interesting. Mm. It's an HBO show, I think.
Henry Winkler is a talented guy, very bright guy, and very well liked in the show business world, from what I understand. I met him once, and he was absolutely a sweetheart.
Yeah.
At number eight, we have the North-South Korea summit. At number seven, the ongoing battle between Trump and Sessions. At number six, discussion about the midterm elections. At number five, a deadly Maryland shooting. And the aftermath of Hurricane Florence kind of tied at number five. So we could squeeze a couple of topics together. Not that they have anything to do with each other. At number four, GOP spending bill and Mexican wall funding. That's still being discussed. Number three, big time story, the U.S.-China trade war. Number two, the mega story, Trump-Russia investigation. And number one, the circus is back in town, the Kavanaugh assault allegation. And there's your 10 stories. The Kavanaugh thing really dominated, just dominated. I would say 90% of news talk radio conversation was that story. Not a lot of talk about the Emmys or Trump and Sessions and all that, but this is the way we distilled it. And, of course, this doesn't take into account a lot of local stories that are talked about on individual stations. This is a national survey. Looking at the people on the survey that populated, if you will, those stories, we have at number 10 Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in. At number 9, Bob Woodward and his book at number 1 on Amazon. At number 8, you notice now people say Amazon as opposed to New York Times. It's interesting the way in the book world. At number 8, Jeff Sessions. Number 7, Dianne Feinstein. She's up there with the whole story of the woman, Christine Blasey Ford, that has come forth to give Brett Kavanaugh a headache indeed. Where did I leave off? Oh, James Comey at 6, Robert Mueller and Paul Manafort at 5, Chuck Grassley, who is in the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's the chairman, number 4, so he's in the thick of all this. Cory Booker at 3. Number 2, Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And it's kind of a mishmash. There are a lot of people were talked about this week, but that's the way we distilled it. Mm-hmm. And there you go.
So the business about Kavanaugh and whether or not the latest wrinkle in this is that there may be some confusion on the part of Dr. Ford as to who actually may have done this. I don't think there's a lot of feeling that she's trying to make a story up, but there is at least something has come forth in the last 24 hours or so as the week ended, which brings to light the possibility of confusion, because there's somebody who looks just like, if you go online, I've forgotten what the guy's name is, but there's a fellow who's posted pictures of both Kavanaugh and a friend of his, and they look almost like twins. They were both in that school together, and they were both partiers, and this fellow who's brought it to the surface says that he knows that there is confusion, that Dr. Ford was... apparently she has a lot of issues as a result of this, and you can just imagine what the issues are, including becoming... she's very claustrophobic because of what happened when she was a teenager. And anyways, her worldly view is different than many because of this experience. And we certainly can sympathize and I don't know that I could sympathize with it because I haven't had the experience, and I think most men can't. I think women can. And so as her friend Katie DeVarney came to her, not to her rescue, but to her side this week, talking about how Dr. Ford had told her, Ms. DeVarney, about what happened, but didn't ever mention who it was, didn't use the name. And now this other fellow comes up with a picture of somebody who looks just like Kavanaugh. One wonders how convoluted this can all get, Michael. I guess
that's a circus. It's a circus.
It really is.
I did a show. I occasionally fill in at other on other shows, obviously. And I did a show this week on a station out in California, and I devoted 2 hours to talking about everything but the politics of this case. Mm-hmm. And it's got so you could do a top 100 issues that come out of this Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford scenario. Everything from questions such as, if something like this happened to you when you were 15 years old and you got over it, and the person that did it to you was now being nominated for the Supreme Court or about to be elected president or become attorney general, would you come forward after 40 years, 30 years, and publicly talk about it? That lit up the phones.
Please tell me what responses. I know you're going there.
We got every response. Every response. Yeah. Some people yes, some people no. Men, women. It went in a million directions. I even told a story on the air about something that happened to me as a 19-year-old, a 35-year-old professor, the wife of one of my other professors at a party. At a school party where the hip professors and kids were together, talk about something. You know, we're talking about the old days. And she came on to me in a very aggressive way at this party.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And I'm not scarred by it. But when I was 19 years old, she was 35 years old. And she was an authority figure to me. I could not believe that she really was interested in me. For a 19-year-old, at that point in history, I don't know what the kids are like today, but it was inconceivable to me that some cool 35-year-old grown woman would be interested in me, and I thought she was kidding. I thought she was pulling my leg, and I wasn't going to take the bait. You know, I said, come on, Mrs. Blah, blah, blah. Please, you know. And she said to me at the end of the conversation, which went about 15 minutes, and it's funny, I never forgot this, said, Michael, why don't you just grow up? And she walked away angry. Now, that stuck with me over the years.
Of course it would stick with you. Why in the world? That's a fascinating, self-relevating story. It's interesting, if you don't mind me comparing. I'm not comparing
no,
you to me.
No, this is the kind of stuff that people... Many, many people carry around stories that neither scarred them but did make an impression on them.
Well, and they all think that it's men and women versus women and men.
Mm-hmm.
My first job as a program director was when I was 21 years old at WNEB in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Right.
And the woman who owned the station's husband had owned it, and he died. He was a good deal older than she was. She took it over, and she took a fancy... To me, she was in her maybe early 40s, mid-40s.
And you were how old?
I was 21.
Big, that's huge.
And she took to me, and because I did not respond the way she wanted me to respond, she fired me. It took a while. But I did some other stuff that was trying to be helpful and wasn't seen that way. But it was mostly through the... colored eyes, the lens of someone who had been rejected. I just didn't know what I was. I didn't know what to do.
Doug, that was the case with me. It wasn't that I rejected her. I thought that she was goofing on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't want to make a fool of myself by accepting her proposal. Who knows what I might have done at 19 if I knew she meant it.
Yeah,
you know, 19-year-old boys are not guided by virtue.
Not in that time, anyway.
Especially not in that time.
Maybe
I'm not
it was about the same time, because you're a couple of years younger than I am. So I was 21, you were 19. Probably happening about the same time.
Yeah,
in literal terms.
The times were so different that it's apples and oranges, and yet we do have to juggle these differences now as we're going through an evolution sociologically with different values. This is what this is all about.
Time, Time does not leave any of us alone.
Not anymore. Sure. Not in the internet age. No, in the internet age, our pasts are creeping up on us, even if we're old timers.
Yeah. I had another experience with a bunch of gay guys at a bar. I'll tell you about. Nah, I don't know. We don't need to talk.
Take a break.
Okay, I think I'll take a break, Michael. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. Buy one My Pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
One country act is great, but Red Sun Festival is bringing you five country acts on an outdoor stage to benefit car fire relief. It's a full-volume country fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn, Sunday, September 30th, with Farron Rachels, David Lennox, Carly Pierce, Frankie Ballard, and headliners Eli Young Band. It's a huge show with a huge heart. $5 from every ticket, plus all net proceeds and donations from the bands go to car fire relief efforts. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 donated. We promise bars, food trucks, and fun. So check out RedSunFestival.com for details. Rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th on the Reading Civic Lawn. Get tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, back to what you tune in to hear, the stories behind the stories of the work done by Talkers Magazine. Top 10 items on the News Talk Radio circuit this week. Top 10 people. I wanted your number three person. He was Cory Booker, who I find to be an interesting character, Michael. I don't know whether you do or not. For those who don't know, he was former mayor of Newark, now senator from the state of New Jersey, has presidential aspirations, but he seems to be stumbling a little because he can't quite figure out to whom he is responsible, the people who campaign contribute to him or the people who elect him. And they're not necessarily...
Well, Cory Booker, in my opinion, is a political opportunist who plays the game masterfully.
Absolutely.
But I don't necessarily trust his core values and sincerity.
But do you believe me? Or do you believe I'm right when I say he's a candidate for president?
Oh, no doubt. Are you kidding? Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And he's a very attractive candidate. He's a young fellow. He's an African American. He's very, very bright. He's very, very much knows how to connect with people. Very much like a young Bill Clinton when he was mayor, I think, of Newark.
Yeah.
He was all over the place like Ed Koch used to be when he was
young. Oh, yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. Okay.
Everywhere. Right. And but there are certain things about Cory Booker that make me think he's a bit of a grandstander, and right. that his ambition supersedes his altruism.
I'm debating whether I want to use this terminology or not.
Then don't use it.
Okay.
If there's even a doubt, let's wait till the break and then.
Okay, Dad.
Lay it on me when we're okay. in the next break. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Meanwhile, number four on the list of people is Chuck Grassley, who, in my estimation, is one of the moderate, even hands of the Grand Old Party. Mm-hmm. Who kind of, he's very serious. He's a senator from Iowa, for those who don't know. Been around a long time,
yep.
maybe in some people's minds too long. But he's handling these hearings, the Kavanaugh hearings, quite, I think he's handling them well, but it's not the word I'm looking for, with aplomb. Even-handedly, maybe, is that the right word, do you think?
Well, even-handedly is certainly the best thing that he could possibly do, and that would be a compliment, especially since it's such a political circus.
Well, what do you make of all of this? The Ford claim, the lady who stands up, her friend Kate Devarney, and says, yeah, she told me this story, I believe it, and now the new... maybe confused remembrance of who it really was.
I think it's tragic. I think it's another in a series of tragedies that are just eroding our democracy. I think that it's a tragic story. I think that it should be in the news. I blame the news.
Yeah.
I think the news should not be as focused on it as it is. Mm-hmm. We should be talking about the issues.
Scandals.
Yeah. You know, it hijacked a very important story that could have been informational, could have been a very, very healthy debate, and it turned it into another one of these damn scandals that nobody wins in the end.
No, but I've asked this question so many times, especially with regard to this, but I think I remember doing it the last two or three times there was a Supreme Court justice. Can't we just find somebody with tens of thousands of judges?
Not
in
this political environment. They'll find something on anyone.
Yeah.
They'll find it's seeking victory at the expense of truth.
Yeah.
And that's why good people don't expose themselves anymore to public scrutiny or the press's scrutiny or political scrutiny because they're going to get you.
Kavanaugh, good guy, good appointment. What do you think?
I don't know. We're finding out, aren't we? We should find out. I didn't know him from Adam. So how the hell am I supposed to say?
That's a very good point. 28 past the hour.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. Affordable Spas for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Radio Countdown Show. Stay tuned for more insights into the information that Talkers Magazine come up with. Charts for the week of September 17th to the 21st. And charts mean top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people on the list. We were just talking about Chuck Grassley. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here. DiFi, number 7 on the list. Dianne Feinstein. Feinstein.
Either, I guess. I've heard both. Yeah. The Steen and the Stein thing is always, confusing.
Right. But I don't want to offend anybody. I think sometimes I get annoyed when people mispronounce my name. They say Stephen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear it all the time. I'm always correcting people on your name. Stephen.
Thank
it's,
you.
What can you do? It's your name.
Dianne Feinstein is 84 years old. She's been in the Senate for almost 40 years, and she's somehow or other the keeper of the watch when it comes to the information about the allegations against Mr. Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, because the lady in question, Dr. Ford, sent some information to her congressperson, who then sent it to DiFi, who then sat on it to make, this is my observation, but I think it's part of what you were talking about before, Michael. It's the reason there's no rhyme or reason, frankly, for things being as confused, other than the gain that people think they get out of this politically.
Politically motivated strategic timing of it.
Yeah, but in the trenches, people are sick of that stuff. Don't you think that when you do, you're a host oftentimes asked to go on radio programs and substitute for hosts. And
which is very revealing for me. I learn a lot from this because I do it a lot lately. It gives me insight. So what's your question? And I'll give you a
The question has to do with her and the reason for her sitting. A lot of speculation and a lot of news media becomes news speculation. She sits on this, and why else would she sit on it other than for political gain?
Of course. Look at what it's done. It's totally, absolutely derailed the Kavanaugh hearings and potentially derailed his appointment to the Supreme Court in a timely fashion that may not have this window of opportunity again with midterm elections coming up. And tremendous scrutiny as to how the Republicans handle this. If it was politically motivated, it certainly has been effective. Now, I think you were leading toward the question, are people sick of this? Were you going to ask me that?
Not so much that. I think that's a sort of foregone conclusion anymore, that people are tired of it, but yet we still succumb to.
Well, not everybody is sick of it.
Well,
I'm finding a lot of people out there, a lot of voters, a lot of the public, a lot of Trump support, and a lot of the haters of Trump. See, I see the core of Trump supporters and the core of the resistance. Both are out of their minds with inobjective thinking. Mm-hmm. It's totally subjective based upon the investment of ego in the political movement. I don't think they're seeking truth anymore. I think that the people who have invested in loving Trump, he's good for the economy. What's wrong with you? And the people that hate Trump, he's destroying the world. I think they've lost their minds on both sides.
Okay.
And I think they eat stuff like this up.
So here's another pretty silly example of how far that goes. Another example. This week, the emergency broadcast system, which is, remember when we were kids, did the Connell Rat alerts and all that other stuff. And
I never understood how it worked, but it used to scare the hell out of me that it would come up on my
test
shift.
Of the emergency broadcast system. So it only stood to reason that sooner or later somebody was going to figure out how to use our devices for the same purpose. I.e., an alert, a text that says, this is not a test, or
right.
This is a test. So even this goes, the whole politicization, if that's the right word, of what we discuss gets down to this level. It was an emergency test message that was supposed to be sent from President Trump as part of a federal system to warn the public in case of some national emergency. It was supposed to take place this past week. It was put off till the 3rd of October. And one of the reasons is because some of the other things that were going on, the hurricane, they didn't want it to be confused with something that was real. Mm-hmm. Because the test is not real, it's a test. But not only is there a focus on when to do it, but the fact has been asked, the question has been asked, should President Trump be issuing the alert because of his Twitter machinations? And those people who don't think Trump has any credibility think it should be somebody else who issues a presidential alert, even though we only have one president. But this takes it down to the roots of how political everything, people that don't like Trump, I'm not paying any attention to his presidential alert. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's become irrational.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so
I can't wait. See the alert
I can't wait until there's an election so we can settle this.
Are you kidding? You're kidding, right?
No.
We can settle it? What do you think is going to be settled by the election?
Well, if Trump gets elected again, there's no more issue about it. And if Trump gets unelected, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, the basis of this problem is that the people who hate Trump, and I respect them because there are many things about Trump I can't stand.
Yeah,
I understand why people hate him, okay? Mm-hmm. I also understand why some people are sticking to their guns and supporting him. I understand both sides. Mm-hmm. And I want to point out here that the thing that the people who hate him are standing on their platform is that he's not a legitimate president. That his election was fraudulent either because of the Russians, because of hacking, because of the Electoral College, because of this and because of that.
I'll sign on with the third one. I don't like the Electoral College. I think that Al Gore should have been president because he had more votes than Bush. And I think whoever gets the most votes should win, whether you like him or you don't like him. I'm not saying I like Trump. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying Hillary got more votes than he did.
Well, see, this is why people who are rational are totally disgusted, because I believe you play the game the way the game is scored. You won the game. He's president.
Yeah.
We got the president we elected with the system that we endorse. But the system stinks.
Yep.
So live with it and change the system. But don't delegitimize the process.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is where we're running into all kinds of problems.
We eat our young. That's what we're doing. We eat our young as Americans.
Yeah. We need intelligent discussion. The media that fans the flames of this irrational thinking is doing it for money. It's doing it for ratings. It's targeting people's misconceptions and their.
Well, that's their job. Their job is to get ratings and make money for the company.
There's got to be a deeper. There's got to be a deeper job in all jobs that somehow has some.
Who's going to be the first one to do that? It's not going to be Fox. It's going to be MSNBC. It's not going to be CBS, NBC, or ABC.
No, it's not. That's the problem.
Newsmax, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. Nobody does it.
Nobody can afford
to do it.
Yeah.
It really would be a horrible realization if the truth and intelligence no longer are profitable.
Right.
Because if capitalism has rendered that, then you have to question the whole motive of it. And we certainly don't want to turn over to socialism or government control.
Wow, this is
we're between a rock and a hard place as we enter into this new era.
Yeah, that's a big one. All right, a couple of plugs coming up for a couple of different things on the radio. We are here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. There are lots of things going on conversationally. That's as we get closer, I was looking at an ad on Talkers for Sean's program, Sean Hannity. Midterms, full coverage. Yes. And then all of the stuff he gets, his one-on-ones with the president. The stuff he does on television gets aired on his radio program, too, I think, doesn't it?
Well, he's the same person, you know. Why shouldn't he repurpose his content?
Right.
Look, whether you like Hannity or not, I view it from the lens of the broadcast industry. He's flying very high right now.
He is. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I like him as a person. but he's also doing a good job of understanding where he is.
He knows his role in it. He knows his place in the game. And just because I can criticize the game, he's playing the game the way he was hired to play the game, and he plays it very effectively.
Yep, very effectively. Okay, Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. This is effective as well. Those of you who are real and have real weight problems and want to experience real weight loss, this is the time, and here's your aid. Calitrin is 30 years old this week. 30 years they've been around helping people to lose weight, promoting healthy lean muscle and weight loss together as a concept by using collagen, which is the number one protein in your body. That's the supplement's main ingredient. Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen. Collagen is something that you need when you get beyond your 30s. Don't make enough. That's why you get fat when you get old. So you bring in some collagen, you bring in Calitrin, you use the protein exercise. It pushes the fat out. Muscle is easier to work with. You burn the fat off to make the muscle. That's how the process works. Take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed. 90 minutes once you've gone to sleep, 90 minutes later, it starts to work. And then when you exercise the next day, wow, you do that for 7 or 8 weeks, you'll notice the difference. It's not going to be overnight. It's steady, steady progress. You make steady progress losing weight. So if you want to try the Calitrin method, it's guaranteed. Toploss.com is the website. Can't get it in the stores. You can't order it any other way than going to toploss.com. Use the DJV code. You get 10% off on everything that you buy and a free bottle after you buy three. Pretty good deal. Very good deal because it works and you'll lose the weight. I've done it. You can do it. Toploss.com is the website. DJV is the code. Save 10% and lose that weight. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list on the chart from Talkers Magazine this week, has the following 10 stories. By the way, you can check out the details at talkers.com. At number 10, what's on sports talk radio? What's happening in the NFL? Who's playing? Who's winning? Number 9, again, awards, yay, yay for Winkler and Betty White. But what else happened at the Emmys that was valuable to anybody? Probably not much. Number 8, continuing focus on North and South Korea. Number 7, the focus on the Attorney General versus the President. Number 6, prepping for the midterm elections and all the politics that that will yield. Number 5, the shooting in Maryland. Number 4, the spending bill put forth by the Republicans. Number 3, the relationship we have with China, trade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. More Trump investigations at number 2, and the Kavanaugh situation. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Antibiotics have been used to treat everything from TB to sexually transmitted diseases, but their wide use has created a new problem, antibiotic-resistant infections.
We gave penicillin, and we started to see penicillin-resistant bacteria. Then we invented things like methicillin to treat those penicillin-resistant. Then we created vancomycin to treat those methicillin-resistant. Probably all of the resistance has existed in nature since well before we actually identified the antibiotics.
So what can we do? Infectious disease expert Dr. Pratish Tosh says one thing is
make sure you're using antibiotics appropriately. And a lot of the antibiotics that are used are really either misused or overused.
So asking for antibiotics for a cold or the flu won't do you any good. Now, if you are prescribed an antibiotic, Dr. Tosh says to be sure to follow the directions regarding the dose and the duration of treatment. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 20.
4 to 5, 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitran, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitran at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, this week's Michael Harrison interview focuses, I don't want this to be too inside, but you talked to somebody that I liked as a kid. He's not a kid.
He was a kid. You weren't a kid.
No, he was a kid. Right. It was during the Clinton years. This kid, Richard Strauss, and he was a kid, became sort of the public information officer, and he was the one who connected with radio. Right?
Yeah, he's the one who brought radio. He became the first White House radio director. He was a kid that was involved in the Clinton campaign as an intern and a volunteer, and he wound up running the entire White House radio department. Yeah. And he was the one that was behind the White House from that point forward, treating radio like an equal citizen.
Look at how they do
with
today.
Newspapers and television.
Yeah,
and it's a very interesting conversation. It's at mhinterview.com. Some history behind the media evolution that began with the Clinton administration and continues to this day.
I'm also going to do a plug for something that you got me started doing. The American Family Farmer is a one-hour weekly program and a podcast that you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I bring it up because this week our focus is farm aid, Willie Nelson and all the other people who bring attention, have raised millions of dollars to help farmers. The farming industry in our country, the family farming industry, is in dire straits. The government is messing it up. They're sort of coming around to it to a point of realizing what a mess it is. But if you want to listen and support the whole farm aid concept, Willie Nelson's channel on Sirius XM will broadcast this, and we highlight that on the American Family Farmer Show this week. So both of those things worthy of your attention, I believe. The focus and what Willie Nelson and Mellencamp and the others, Dave Matthews is very important in the scheme of things, Neil Young. So all of that is highlighted on the Willie Nelson channel. Just wanted you, those of you listening,
it's pretty cool stuff.
Have access. Oh, it's fabulous stuff. It really is. And it really is something. The time really and now has come to help the American Family Farmer. So you can check out the info also at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's 10 before the hour in the countdown.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Election Day is fast approaching, and the issues at stake in any election are important to all Americans, as each of us has a vital responsibility to vote on November 6th. Well, many people choose not to vote because they don't believe that their vote counts, or they don't know enough about the candidates and the issues. Well, Pacific Justice Institute has prepared an important free guide called The Church and Politics. Now, this guide will help church leaders understand their legal rights to provide their congregations with information to inform them about the upcoming election. Visit pji.org and download this guide for free.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers.
It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This week that may have some legal impact, there's a reminder that Steve has for all of us about credit scores, dealing with those three Alibaba and the 40 thieves known as credit reporting agencies. So what can people do now, effective this weekend, that they couldn't do before, Steve, regarding their credit?
Yeah, this came about in the wake of the major Equifax data breach, which was entirely preventable, but Equifax didn't act responsibly. But the best thing that anyone can do, Congress passed a law to allow for free credit freezes for everyone. And you can freeze and unfreeze your credit. It's the single best thing you can do to protect yourself from identity theft, because even if someone has your personal information, your Social Security number, they're not going to be able to access your credit report, and they're not going to be able to get loans and buy things in your name because your credit report would have to be accessed. So before, it was kind of a difficult process to do, and you would be charged between $5 and $15, depending on what state, and you'd have to do it at each of the three major credit reporting agencies. But just starting on September 21st, a federal law went into effect now that everyone can do it for free. And if you go to scamaside.com, and where it says search for scams, just put free credit report, it'll come up the information where to go. But another thing that didn't get a lot of play in is children, who are three times more likely to become victims of identity theft than adults, in the past couldn't have a credit report and couldn't have it frozen. So now parents of minor children can set up a credit report very simply and freeze it for their children. Child identity theft often wouldn't be found until the child was like applying for financial aid or getting a car loan or something. So everyone should do it for themselves and their kids.
All right. There's some good advice from somebody who really knows what's going on in that space. The idea that we have these companies are horrible creatures.
Oh, absolutely.
Horrible. They'll do more damage. So my question legally would be to you, Steve, on this score. If, in fact, you froze your credit and then you went to buy a car or buy for something where you had to get credit and you had frozen your credit, and the company comes back, financial company says, bank, you can't have a loan because we can't get your credit. Can you sue them?
You know, it's a problem that won't occur, because you just gave an example that I went through. I have my credit frozen. I was the lease was up on my car. I was getting a new lease, and so what you do is you go online, you unfreeze your credit. It takes only about 15 minutes, and when you unfreeze it, you can even leave it to when it's going to freeze again automatically. So you give the car agency or the bank or whatever a day to check your credit. They do, and then it'll automatically freeze again. And that system has worked very, very well.
But given the fact that the credit agencies are more often wrong than right, why can't we just go around them and not give them a credit score?
I wish we could. You know, there was a woman once who sued the credit reporting agencies. They had messed it up so badly, and she even found out, and they still, where the problem was, they still messed it up. A jury gave her so much money, and they said, we never want her to have to use credit again.
There you go. All right, let's see. I want to sign up for that suit. Thanks very much. All right, one of the items on the story list this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine has to do with the president versus the attorney general. Legal precedent. I don't understand why I didn't. Well, I do, because it's political. Don't fire him before the election. But if you're working with somebody, I mean, maybe this isn't even legal, it's practical. You don't want to work with somebody and you're the boss, why don't you fire him?
Never seen anything like this in the in the history of our country with an attorney general. I think he's trying to push Sessions to quit. It's not going to happen. Trump will get rid of him after the midterm elections. But the kind of talk that Trump, the slander of Sessions, and I'm not a huge Sessions fan, but Trump is treating him horribly.
Yeah, with no good reason.
Absolutely not.
A good reason depends on how your reason guesses as much as anything else. All right, so there it is, an overview from Steve's point of view. And again, go to scamaside.com and check out how you can freeze your credit and what's the plus and minus of doing it. Many more pluses for you than negatives. Steve and J.J. Wiseman with Douglas W. Stephan on the countdown at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Antibiotics have been used to treat everything.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits. Great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House standing firmly behind Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who's facing another allegation of sexual misconduct.
A former Yale classmate of Kavanaugh's alleges that he acted inappropriately toward her at a drunken dormitory party, according to The New Yorker. The White House issued a statement saying this claim is denied by all who were said to be present and is wholly inconsistent with what many women and men who knew Judge Kavanaugh at the time in college say. Kavanaugh calls it a smear, plain and simple, and says he looks forward to testifying on Thursday about the truth and defending his name. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Dianne Feinstein, the top Democrat on the committee, sent a letter late Sunday to GOP Chair Chuck Grassley seeking an immediate postponement of any further action on Kavanaugh's nomination. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price of a gallon of regular grade gas inched down to $2.90 over the past 2 weeks.
This decline of one penny may be followed in the next few days by another 2 to 4 cents decline, in part because refiners, as of last week, no longer have to make summer grade gasoline, which costs more to make.
The highest average price in the contiguous 48 states, Lundberg found, was $3.69 in the San Francisco Bay Area. Lowest was $2.50 in Jackson, Mississippi. Gunfire in Baltimore this evening, a shootout between a man in a violence-prone Baltimore district and a police officer taking part in a crime suppression initiative, left the officer wounded and the suspect dead. Police say the incident erupted just before 6:30 this evening local time in a West Baltimore neighborhood. The condition of the officer was not released. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. And yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com. That's GoPestFree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
Three new releases did not do a whole lot to shake up the box office on a quiet weekend at the movies. The latest from Ben Thomas.
Do you know what a warlock is, Lewis?
The House with a Clock in Its Walls was the biggest draw in theaters this weekend, despite some harsh reviews.
That's up to you.
The supernatural comedy-thriller hybrid earned nearly $27 million in its debut, according to studio estimates Sunday. Michael Moore's latest, Fahrenheit 11.9, had the next best opening at number 8.
I got some Flint water for you.
Unusually strong for most documentaries, but its $3.1 million in earnings were just a fraction of Moore's record-breaking Fahrenheit 9/11 in 2004. Meanwhile, Amazon Studios' Life Itself flopped, failing to make the top 10. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you can always check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Guidelines call for a sentence of 1 to 4 years for Bill Cosby when he's sentenced tomorrow in a Pennsylvania court for sexual assault, but he could get up to 10 years in prison. Mike Sisak has the report.
Judge Stephen O'Neill could tack on another year for aggravating factors such as the dozens of other women who have come forward to accuse Cosby. The judge could also deduct time because of factors such as Cosby's age and health. Then the big question becomes whether Cosby is sent to prison or if he's allowed to remain home on house arrest or serve probation.
Authorities in Hong Kong on Monday took an unprecedented step against separatist voices by banning a political party that advocates independence for the southern Chinese territory on national security grounds. John Lee, the territory's secretary for security, announced the Hong Kong National Party will be prohibited from operation from Monday. Lee's announcement did not provide any further details. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get to it here.
Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir.
We are here on the Talk Radio Review for another week, examining the charts from Talkers Magazine, week ending September the 21st. We get into fall. There's no fall off when it comes to controversy and conversation. And here, to do the honors, to discuss the top 10 stories and people, not necessarily in order or not necessarily all of them, is esteemed broadcaster Walter Sterling, Richard McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Jennifer Horn. And I actually would like to start with Jennifer. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Number one story this week, the allegation, I guess that's the right word, against Mr. Kavanaugh. Jennifer, you have a new wrinkle on this one that not many people have heard to this point. Would you explain?
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
Well, look, I think every accusation needs to be treated seriously. Christine Ford has made a pretty big one against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And so I follow this stuff. We all do. We're always looking at headlines. And I had seen some news coming out about a former clerk to Scalia. He's also now a conservative operative, to be fair. His name is Ed Whelan. And he said that he had the evidence, the smoking gun that would clear Brett Kavanaugh's name, and he would release it soon. Well, soon has come, and Ed Whelan has started to lay out this case, trying to prove that maybe Christine Ford is telling the truth, but perhaps it's a case of mistaken identity. So Ed Whelan, Justice Scalia's former law clerk, president of the conservative think tank, the Ethics and Public Policy Center, they call it the EPPC, said on Twitter that Christine Ford, he believes, may have been victimized by someone 36 years ago, but he thinks the person was a guy named Chris Garrett, not a guy named Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And he lays it out saying that both Kavanaugh and Garrett went to school at the same time. They went to the same school at the same time. And that people always would laugh about how much they looked alike. And there are actually pictures available, and they do look somewhat similar. They still, actually, to this day, they publish some current pictures of the two of them, look pretty darn similar. And according to Ed Whelan, he says that Christine Ford said that this alleged assault happened in a house near the country club in town. Well, Kavanaugh and everyone else that she identified, Mike Judge is one, that being at this party, that that none of them lived by the country club, but this guy Chris Garrett lives by the country club. He even laid out a map. He mapped out the home.
Perhaps we can lessen the impact of Mr. Sterling coughing and Martin Laura by putting his microphone down. Richard,
I did that.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Chris Garrett, they even laid out they put out the layout of his home, which is very much matching the description of Christine Ford. Now, could this all be coincidence? Yes, it absolutely could. Could there still be a million other scenarios as to what happened? Yes. But Ed Whelan says that maybe this is a case of mistaken identity and that there's some confusion going on
here.
Why
did he pick this guy, Chris Garrett?
Because they look alike.
And see
people,
the pictures,
I guess, would comment on it.
I haven't seen the pictures, but okay.
But it's similar.
That would explain
things. He also has the house near the country club. Right. It would actually make everybody in this case actually telling the truth.
Unless Kavanaugh was at a party at Chris Garrett's house when it happened.
Right. But everybody that was allegedly there had said that this particular event, as she described it, with Kavanaugh there, didn't happen.
So this scenario would make everybody happy except the people who don't want Brett Kavanaugh to be seated on the Supreme Court.
Right.
It would make Christine Ford happy. It would make Brett Kavanaugh happy. So the accuser and the victim would both be justified in their statements. But really, the reason all of this is coming out is because somebody doesn't want Brett Kavanaugh to make it.
Right. And weaponized allegations.
Right. But everything should come out. The problem here is I think there is a multitude of problems with this scenario, including the fact that of the tens of thousands of judges in the country, we can't find somebody who doesn't have a blemish in some way, shape, or form.
No.
This guy doesn't,
though. You will never find anybody, and even if Jennifer's right, even if they don't have a blemish, they will make one up. One's coming.
The reason Trump picked this guy to begin with over Amy Barrett, remember he wanted to pick Amy Barrett, is because this was the safe choice. He thought this was the guy that was going to get confirmed because of his record. Right.
Yeah. If we can't find a blemish on you, we're going to make one up. Who was the politician back in, it was Dewey or Truman or something back then, when the presidential candidate was running for re-election and he said, make something like this guy's having an affair with somebody or something or other up, and the press guy said, but it's not true, and it says it doesn't matter. He'll have to spend the rest of the campaign defending himself.
Well, that's what happened.
That was in the 40s or the 50s,
mm-hmm.
And it's gotten even worse now.
So who was it, McCain? Let me just think about it. When McCain was running for president in North or South Carolina, George Bush's team came up with a rumor that he fathered an interracial daughter, and he had, in fact, adopted her. But that whole thing grabbed hold, and that's what many people think cost him that primary election.
Exactly.
And there was no fact to it.
And that's not to say that Christine Ford didn't have this happen to her. It's just the political machines will do whatever it takes.
Yeah. To All win. Right, 13 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup Show. The importance of you getting a good night's sleep. Regular periods of sleep are key to having a healthy body and clearing your mind. When it gets busy and you are going around the clock and sometimes you don't get enough rest, when you do get rest, you want to make sure that it is the best possible rest. And that comes from having MyPillows, from having the MyPillow mattress, from having all the MyPillow ancillary things like sheets and just a whole thing. There's a catalog at MyPillow.com you can look at. There are some new things that are not necessarily just directed at sleep. It's sort of a health focus at MyPillow that you get. But look around and then take advantage of the savings. Most everything in the catalog now is this weekend going to be 50% off, at least using the DJV code. So go to MyPillow.com, get a single pillow, get two pillows, get four pillows, get a new mattress. If you're going to spend over $200, they'll finance it for you. All kinds of great reasons to go to this great spot. MyPillow.com. Read the story of Mike Lindell and how he invented the MyPillow. There are all kinds of stats on the urgency, people in our country especially, to get it. That is, getting a good night's rest. Productivity is higher. Don't be sleep deprived. Get the best rest you can using MyPillows and get the discounts that you're entitled to by going to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV and have a great time shopping this weekend.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
All right. It's 16 past the hour. Excuse me, sorry. Jennifer, you have the most fabulous laugh of anybody that I know. I can't tell you what the story is that we're laughing. That's not fair to the audience, but anyway.
Number eight.
Let's keep moving. Number eight, supposed summit between North and South Korea. I don't know if that's really where you wanted me to go, Richie, or not, but that's where we go, because I don't know.
It's a big story. A story that didn't get a lot of attention, but I think a good one.
Well, it didn't get a lot of attention because there are a lot of other things sucking the oxygen out of the news cycle. But there is this, would you say, Jennifer, or anybody else wants to come in, is this an advancement? Are we moving ahead? Now, somebody pointed out this week, well, there haven't been any missiles shot for the last however many months since we started talking, so I suppose
that's
a good
thing. For us. That's good for Japan. Also, I think it was just a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, where Kim Jong-un was saying he'd like to see South Korea engulfed in, like, fiery flames of hell or something. And now he's talking about doing a united bid for the Olympics in 2030. So I think whether or not we trust Kim Jong-un, I don't, but at least you're not seeing all of this testing. You're not seeing this aggressiveness that we've seen from him in the past, right?
Well, because he's also got the they were bringing the leaders of Samsung and Nokia and all
the
these other he sees the dollar signs. So the question here is,
isn't
whether
that what wins everybody over to the right side?
Absolutely. I mean, even a nutbag like Kim Jong-un sees the money there.
The side of the force. The force is with us as long as we got money.
So I think he's looking at trying to be the hero of his country and get some economic stability there. But how intertwined is South Korea and the United States during these talks? That's what I want to know. Whether South Korea is just kind of doing their own thing or not.
But that this week we learned that the U.S. has now agreed to sell weapons to South Korea. It's very odd timing, and I've been wondering all week: is this going to derail the North-South Korea summit? Is this going to change their perception? Is it going to change their progress? Now we start selling them more weapons. It's a little weird, the timing.
We're in a pretty big relationship with South Korea right now. President Moon has been the one who actually even started the talks.
He didn't like
Trump
us, though, at the beginning, right, Jennifer? Because there were missile tests and some kind of war games going on that he didn't know anything about. They just were taking
place. Well, we would engage in military exercises every year with South Korea.
Yeah.
You knew about that.
So anyway, this is a good thing. We are all in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, how many people watched the Emmy Awards, number 9 this week on the...
Nope.
Countdown. Well, that was quick. Well,
I watched
because,
highlights after the fact.
Yeah.
10 million
I think
people watched it. That's not that bad, considering that, you know, when you look at major events on TV and how much the ratings drop because so many people don't have cable anymore and they watch things on DVR. So to get, like, almost 11 million viewers, it wasn't terrible.
Well, people, I think, that don't watch are tired of the politicizing of
but there wasn't a
the
single
event.
Mention of
but
Trump
there
this whole
but
time.
People
yeah.
didn't know that. They are
right.
expecting the people
right.
like Richie who are tuning out in droves. Imagine if there wasn't any controversy and they just had fun. Shut
yeah.
the hell up and give us the names and let's see some clips
whatever.
And let's talk about the people
it's
and
over.
Have some fun.
Yeah. A bunch of millionaires getting around to celebrate each other.
Well, that's what I think a lot of people are tired of.
I'm
it's just
tired
people
of
in
it.
Hollywood kind of patting themselves on the back
right.
for sports.
Well, it's always been that, though.
Well, but people
fashion.
Like the red carpet.
Yeah, but
they like to see what everybody's wearing.
It used to be so much lighthearted fun that it was entertaining.
Yes, that's right.
Now
Richie,
it's
that's
not.
What I'm saying.
There's nothing entertaining about it. It's all self-aggrandizing crap.
Yeah.
Except for Betty White, who was amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She's
Betty White, we have a round of applause.
They got to get a 90-something-year-old in there to be fun.
Yeah, Winkler got an award. That wasn't bad. I agree with you on that, Victoria. Winkler got for that story about
after
the actor
years,
who's a hit.
Right.
Won an Emmy. Yeah.
Yeah. He should have won for Fonzie.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I didn't want to jump the shark, Rich.
21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to great.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best,
visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are on Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen going through the charts, the stories, the people that are listed at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Every week you can find the list there, and you can listen to us for a couple of hours going through the items and ancillary conversation about things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. There's lots of different sorts of talk radio, but news talk seems to be so-called political talk radio. Some people call it right wing. I was actually talking to a friend of mine this week, and I said, when's the last time you listened to me on the radio? And he shot back a note saying, I don't listen to conservative right wing talk radio. I said, How long has it been since you listened? Right, exactly. I said, that's not quite what we do on the program these days, on the DJV program. But here, that's not aimed at that, just that singular group, but it is aimed at the issues of the day, whatever you may consider them to be. If you agree with all this, fine. You may have other things. I always have other things that I think ought to be on the list, or maybe there are a few things on the list I don't think need to be there. If you look at number 10 this week, or understand number 10, usual focus on sports talk radio, what's happening now. The football season has started. Baseball season pretty much over because the Red Sox have won, 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 and won. So what else is there to say other than the Browns won a game?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, it's the first win since December of 2016.
Yeah.
So there's a big celebration this weekend in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Bud Light lockers are going to be opened. Do you remember that story, Doug, I told you about?
No.
That the Bud Light is, you know, one of the sponsors of the NFL, and so they have these lockers that they put all around Cleveland, and that they would be automatically opened and giving out free Bud Light bottles if the Cleveland Browns won. So they tied their first game of the season, and that was close, but no Bud Light. And now the Bud Light lockers will be opened, and I'm sure they'll be empty in minutes. But right. That's the...
You can't lose forever, right? Are there any historical notes from teams that never won a game?
No. But, I mean, this one's pretty long. And what's great about it is their quarterback got knocked out, and their rookie quarterback, Baker Mayfield, comes in and runs and drives down the field four times. Boom. Score, score, really? Score. Yeah.
So is that like an old Brady thing? The substitute is better than the regular guy, and that... He gets the job?
He will likely stay in for now, yes.
Yeah, Brady's hot substitute is now on the 49ers, so
yeah,
I don't
know. Doing so well yet.
Sometimes the head honcho doesn't like it when the backup does too well.
Well, that's why they traded him. It was no secret here in New England that Brady didn't want him around because he didn't want him to do the same thing to him that he did to the last guy who was there. Who was the quarterback when Brady went in and substituted before he got hurt? Does anybody even remember his name?
Yes.
Right. I'm trying to, as you're trying to. I can't remember it. But that's how quickly someone like that fades into oblivion. I don't even think the guy, did he go to another team?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right,
who
anyway.
Was it?
The guy, somebody got injured.
Do you know his name? Yeah.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I have no idea.
Remember. Somebody will send us
people
a Twitter.
People are screaming at the radio right now.
I know.
Yeah, right. at Doug Steffen. At Rich McFadden, at On Air Victoria, it's one of those three. Send us who it is that was on the field, got injured, Brady replaced him. This is what, 15? How long has Brady
been
quarterback?
Drew Bledsoe.
That's right, too. Yep, that's it. Where'd he go, Richie? Where'd he end up?
I think he went to...
Playing Key West, or
what? No, didn't.
They have a football team there in high school, folks. That's what I said. Anyway, it's probably not important. It's just very interesting how these guys...
The Buffalo and the Cowboys.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Meanwhile,
the season goes on. Any surprises, football surprises, so far?
Yeah, I mean, new coaches and new quarterbacks aren't doing well.
New coach at the Giants is an abomination. Yeah, he's terrible.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
With Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, Talk Radio Roundup, an overview every week for those of you who are devotees of this fabulous format. Number one, listener participation stuff is in News Talk Radio. And Rich McFadden is here, long characterized as a buddy of mine, a pal. We've been together on the radio for a long time. And so then we bring in upstart Victoria Keelan to try to modify things, Richie. To even
and that she has.
Yes, she has done a very good job of doing that. All right, so let me go through the top 10 stories, and then we'll go back, circle back around to pick on a couple of them. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on there? We just handled the Browns winning the Emmy Awards and what a blah, blah, blah fest that was. Number 8 is the continuing focus on what's going on between North and South Korea. Number 7, focus on President Trump versus Attorney General Sessions. I don't even begin. It's like a couple of kids playing in a sandbox. For God's sake, you're running the government.
How does Sessions even still have a job if Trump hates him that much?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, he's afraid to fire him before the midterms, apparently. That's what it is
right now.
Yeah. If you have somebody that's in the House and you're running the House and you can't get along with them, I don't think it looks good for either one of them. The optics are bad. The stuff with the tweets and taking a shot at one.
It's just silly.
But yeah, it is. It's childish.
And I guarantee it, November 3rd, boom.
Nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Well, nobody cares. I don't think anybody cares now, frankly. Number 6, the aforementioned midterm elections. What's going to be. I see all kinds of stuff, and it depends. You know, I read all of the jargony. The mother hen or mother goose, or what is it, Mother Jones? And then
same thing.
Newsmax on the other. I like the middle range here is what is coming out of the libertarians. And so that may, anyway, the point is that there's a lot of interesting focus on things that have nothing to do with the election that people think are going to, or doesn't seem to me they impact the elections, but people seem to think anything and everything will impact the midterm.
Do you think government gets nothing done now? Whether the Democrats have control of the House?
Well, are you giving that to them? Are you think that's going
to
happen?
Oh, I just think there will be a stalemate. I think they'll try to get stuff done, but I just going to be able to get up to the Senate.
But do you think the Democrats, that was my question.
Or the president will veto?
Is there going to be an overtaking of the House by the Democrats?
Yes.
You think they will take over?
Most likely.
It seems on target for that,
Unless the Republicans get off of their couches and go out and vote, but at this point they're not. What's really interesting is that this Kavanaugh thing could get the right stoked to get up and go out and vote, but right now they're just not as motivated as the left. And if Kavanaugh gets chucked out after these accusations, it may make enough people angry to get up and go out and do something.
Mm. Well,
yeah, but the thing is though, if these allegations turn out to be real, then he should get chucked out, as you say, and that should anger people. That's what the process of vetting is about.
Right, yeah, but that's
for the people who are tone deaf to this that don't. They only care because he was put up by Trump, and that's all they care about. They don't care whether he's good, bad, indifferent, up, down, sideways, in, out. It's
well,
just
that's a very
Trump's
sad state
still,
of affairs.
This whole thing
of course
is fishy.
It goes for all these politicians. This, country.
This whole thing is fishy. What was DiFi doing sitting on this until the 11th hour?
Using it for political purposes.
Yeah, but it's right.
I mean, the
right,
Republicans
exactly.
have done the same thing, well, Rich.
So
this,
what?
This is not
and you
like
see,
exclusive.
That's the attitude that carries the day.
that is that
it's
has
true.
To change or we go nowhere. Well, whether it's true or not, how does you say you take a shot here and somebody else takes a shot there? It's always tit for tat.
But,
go get him because he said this or that.
But
where the hell does it stop?
But that's
the thing.
Senate and Congress are.
Where
they
does
are
it stop?
But here's the thing.
Where does it stop?
That, I don't know.
The fact that she did that makes the whole thing fishy. Had she come out when she originally got the letter and said, listen, I have some serious issues here that I need.
Yeah.
But the fact that she made it a political weapon makes you question the circumstance altogether.
Yeah.
Well, Jen had said she actually thought it was she did it because she's worried that she may not win her reelection.
That's another thing.
She's got a tough
fight there. In California, it's the top two vote-getters, and she's running against the Democrat. So she's got to be more powerful and further left than the other one. So now it's a fight to see who can be the biggest lefty.
Yeah. It's like Bernie versus Hillary all over again.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, well, we don't get away. This is, again, political talk radio. Don't get far away from this stuff. One of the most atrocious things to come out of the week is this spending bill that's sponsored by the Republicans. And I say that because it has $834 billion, most of which is aimed at either the Defense Department and or the black ops groups, FBI, CIA, all the budgets
MOUSA.
That you never see.
Right.
Nobody, they're giving them X amount of dollars. You do what you want. No oversight, no supervision, nothing. They just give them the money, and there you go. I think it is an outrage. I think that the amount of money we spend for it isn't so much what we have. The fact that we are building to protect ourselves, there's a little bit more. There's a great National Geographic series that came out last month that I watched about war, Afghanistan, Iraq, what's going on. It's kind of a puff piece promoting not so much the soldiers. The soldiers are doing what they're told to do. But the political aspirations of the people who in our government made the decisions to go into Afghanistan and Iraq and then following up what it is that that has come of all of this in terms of death, destruction, and how we kind of whitewash it all. We're there to help the Iraqis reestablish their country. We blew it to smithereens. So we are. We're really rebuilding it. We spent $3 trillion blowing that country to smithereens, and now we're spending even more than that with the rebuild. And,
isn't that
you know,
what we always do throughout history?
Yes,
yeah.
Right. And then people will point to Vietnam, Victoria, as
well,
an
no,
example.
You point to South Korea and Germany. Those
okay.
are the two shining stars for that model.
Well, Japan.
And Japan,
too,
right, exactly. It's worked.
But Vietnam is
it has.
Also,
I mean, it
Vietnam
takes 30 years.
Definitely deserves an honorable mention in that because that's become such a huge tourist destination of
right.
high-end.
So is that
so every place
we're all going to want to go
to Iraq and rebuild ends up being a shining
really
star.
We're really good at rebuilding.
Are we
going to
do that? I've been to Iraq. Believe me.
I don't think that's ever going to make my bucket list.
The only thing I saw there, Richie, remember when I was on the air that day and I had discovered Freddie Flintstone and Barney, that Saddam Hussein had created a Flintstone village at the main palace in central Baghdad. You remember that day?
I thought Saddam's palace was the Flintstone village.
Well, no, remember, I went over with a group of quote-unquote celebrities to Baghdad for 5 or 6 days. It was a fabulous experience. And I slept in one of the son's bedrooms, Uday, Kuibe, whatever one it was, I don't know. It was really eerie. But as you drove in and out of that palace, there was a Flintstone village.
That's funny.
Was he just a fan of the show?
No, he did it for his grandchildren. He built a Flintstone village, and he had people that worked for him that played the characters. He had them all dressed up as Flintstone characters.
That's funny.
But that's surprisingly human of him, right?
Well, I mean, everybody
that's
loves somebody.
That's a typical grandparent doing whatever you want to do for your grandchildren.
Yeah. At the same time, the father of the kids who were enjoying the Flintstones was bathing the opposition to his father in acid baths. That's how they used to get rid of the people who didn't. There was there had been just a week or two before those two were killed, there was a protest by farmers in Iraq. And they all drove their tractors into Baghdad. They were all summarily arrested, and 20 of them were thrown into an acid bath as a demonstration how we're going to take care of you if you have, give us any more trouble. Those are the parents of the kids the Flintstone Village was built for. All right, folks, we got a little off of the track here, but...
But anyway, going back to the GOP spending bill, the only real headline that I saw was that Trump was furious that there's not enough funding for the Mexican wall in it.
Yeah, but he's not going to do anything because it's right up against the
And it's not going to happen. That wall is never going to happen, isn't going to happen.
I never thought
Those
it was
of
ever
you
going to happen.
Who love, I mean, I'm as bad or good, depending on your point of view. I'm as wild about the illegal immigration situation, and it's lasted so long, people are just kind of giving over, giving in. Oh, well, they're all here now. No, something has to be done, but nothing. We've tried this before.
Well,
Eisenhower tried it.
He's doing it through other methods. I mean, the amount of immigration that they allow this year is, I think, down to 30,000 as opposed to 45,000.
But they still don't have it right, Richie, as to who they let in, how they supervise who can come here and what they're supposed to be. There's a real good argument to be made for a lot of people coming into this country who can contribute. As a matter of fact, there was a story this week, and correct me if I'm wrong, Victoria, on this. I don't remember when I saw it, but I know we had it on the foray to talk about it, and I know I can't put my hands on it, of people going into the service, and now they're summarily, they weren't citizens.
Yes.
They're summarily trying to get rid of them.
They were recruited and promised citizenship in exchange for service.
Right.
And now they're
throwing them out.
They said that they were, the Army said that they were going to stop throwing them out, but it turns out they never stopped.
That's an easy way for some bad guys to infiltrate your troops.
Well,
no, but these guys were recruited.
But are you assuming just because they're illegal, they're bad guys?
There are plenty of people
who have gone into the service, Richie, who have served admirably. I'm not sure they all have.
No doubt. Absolutely. And I know a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's a great program, but I'm just saying it's something where you have
to definitely filter
who you let in.
It's not unlike what happened when the blacks wanted to get into the service and the government, they wouldn't let them in. And then finally let them in through programs like the Tuskegee Airmen. Yeah, and they served admirably. And then they finally get their award 50 years later, and it's just because of the color of their skin. Obnoxious. During the course of the program, I like to spend a minute or so just giving you the actual list, because sometimes no matter who's on with me, we digress somewhat. So on the people list this week from Talkers, big focus on number 10, the two leaders of the Koreas. Number 9, Bob Woodward and his continuing focus on the book. Jeff Sessions at 8. Diane Feinstein, I call her. That's number 7. James Comey at 6, back in the headlines again for the usual ridiculous reasons. That's my own editorial. Robert Mueller is at 5. Chuck Grassley, the senator, at 4. Cory Booker, the senator, at 3. Brett Kavanaugh, the candidate, number 2. And the number 1 person on the list this week, as usual, is the President Donald Trump. Dr. Ford is also on this list as somebody in focus with regard to the Kavanaugh thing. So that's it, the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. 46 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as the time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet?
Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list on the chart from Talkers Magazine this week, has the following 10 stories. By the way, you can check out the details at talkers.com. At number 10, what's on Sports Talk Radio, what's happening in the NFL, who's playing, who's winning. Number 9, again, awards, yay, yay for Winkler and Betty White, but what else happened at the Emmys that was invaluable to anybody? Probably not much. Number 8, continuing focus on North and South Korea. Number 7, the focus on the Attorney General versus the President. Number 6, prepping for the midterm elections and all the politics that will yield. Number 5, the shooting in Maryland. Number 4, the spending bill put forth by the Republicans. Number 3, the relationship we have with China, trade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. More Trump investigations at number 2, and the Kavanaugh situation. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to a couple of more of these quickly. The trade war, number 3 this week. I think maybe that's where there's as much emphasis as anything. The Kavanaugh business is one thing, but this trade war, I'm, as a family farmer, being affected by it. So are all the family farmers, and so are you, because the price you're paying for food, the price you're paying for everything is going up, and it's artificial. These damn trade agreements don't really do what they're supposed to do. Let the market find itself. We made a deal now with the Europeans, made a deal with the Mexicans, about to make a deal with the Canadians. So why can't we make a deal with the Chinese to have basically no... do we not trust them? They have no tariffs at all.
Because we had more leverage with all the others than we do with China.
Oh, that's a good answer, Richie. Thank you. That is a good answer. It's probably the right answer. But where the hell did the Chinese go?
It'll come. It's just going to take a little longer.
Right.
Trump did what Trump does. He throws his big, huge monkey wrench into the middle of it and says, there you go, I'm walking away. And then says, figure it out. And he will. And in the end, we'll all be better for it, but we have to suffer the pain.
Takes time. It's exhausting, isn't it, all of this stuff? Everybody take a deep breath, hold hands, and contact the rest of the living around you. This is the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to review the top technology stories of the week, as is our tradition and our passion at the moment. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. She's going to go from number 5 to number 1, and that's pretty well organized, Victoria. Thank you very much for going from 5 to 1, starting at 5, in fact.
Well, you do love a countdown, so hey.
I do love a countdown.
Instagram has announced that it's starting a new campaign to help encourage users register to vote. They're going to be using ads in both users' feeds and in their Instagram stories to offer an easy link with information on registering. And to provide accurate voting information, Instagram partnered with TurboVote, which promises up-to-date information on how to register, how to update your registration if you've moved, and how to look up your state voting rules and deadlines and election times and all that good stuff. And additionally, Instagram is planning to offer I Voted story stickers, electronic stickers that you can brag to all your friends that you did your civic duty. So you'll also get links on Get to the Polls, and you can help people who follow you find their polling locations.
All right. That's not bad. Kind of an interesting way to get involved.
It's definitely the right way to reach the next generation, if that's
you're
what you're
right
trying
about
to
that.
Do. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Number 4 is a focus on something new from Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Amazon's Alexa is planning to introduce as many as 8 new Alexa-powered smart home devices later this year, and they're getting into your kitchens now. A microwave oven that's powered by Alexa. They're also going to be doing some in-car gadgets and some higher-end home audio gear, including amplifiers, receivers, subwoofers. And Amazon is going to detail this later this month. They're still trying to keep this a little bit under wraps. And because Apple always does their big announcement in the beginning of September, so Amazon's going to do something at the end of the month. And so this is not going to be under the Amazon Echo line of products. This is actually going to be branded as Alexa. And they're going to go head-to-head with GE, KitchenAid, LG, and Samsung when it comes to appliances in your kitchen. So you can tell Alexa to power up your microwave.
How about them apples?
Alexa,
number
make me
3.
Popcorn.
Alexa, get me to Doug Steffen. Android phones are the focus of the number 3 story this week, counting down to number 1.
Right. Earlier this year, Google conducted tests to provide better location information when people are using their cell phones to call 911. And in the past, this has been on the cell phone carrier to provide the actual data of where someone is when they're calling on their cell phone. But so many people only use cell phones now that emergency services has decided it's really time to have some better location data. And so now, Google, if you have an Android phone that is 4.0 or newer, then every time you call 911, your information will be provided, your location information will be automatically provided to the emergency call center wherever you are. T-Mobile has partnered with Rapid SOS, and so they are making sure that they have, at this point, over 100 million Americans will be covered with they've gotten it down to like within 120 feet of where you actually are. So that's great news. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to do anything. It will automatically be up to date from now on.
Yippee! Number 2 on our way to number 1 on the list of important technology items this week is a focus on the new Apple Watch.
Yeah, the new Apple Watch has really gotten a lot of buzz since Apple had their big unveiling of their annual unveiling of new products. The iPhone X, they have a new XS and XS Plus, which is going to be the largest iPhone screen at 6.5 inches. But really, the Apple Watch Series 4 has taken all the spotlight, and for good reason. It's the first FDA-approved device to test your heart, and this is has a built-in ECG that's an echocardiogram machine or a mechanism that's built into the Apple Series 4 watch. And so what you can do, it can detect heart rhythms, it can detect a low heart rate, and it can also tell you if you have AFib, and that's going to be huge for so many people. So that's probably the best thing that I think Apple has come out with in a really long time.
All right, number one, this is the President of the United States.
Well, it's the presidential alert, and it is the emergency test that FEMA has been warning. They've been saying that they're going to do this. It's now been pushed to October 3rd at 2:18 in the afternoon. Wherever you are, you will get an Amber Alert, a test. It's called the presidential test, and so you'll get a text message on your cell phone if your phone is on.
Swell.
And it's just a test.
Yes, only a test of the emergency broadcast system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Good job, Victoria. Thank you for being here. This is,
not a test.
No, it isn't. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color makes your company...
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A second woman now has come forward alleging sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
The woman, Deborah Ramirez, alleges lewd conduct by Kavanaugh during a gathering while he was a freshman at Yale. The story first reported in the New Yorker. Kavanaugh issued a statement calling the allegations a smear, plain and simple. The White House also issuing a statement calling it the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by Democrats designed to tear down a good man. The top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein, has called on Chairman Chuck Grassley to postpone any further hearings pending an investigation by the FBI.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Britain's main opposition, Labour Party, confirmed today, Sunday, that it will hold major debate on Brexit at its party conference later this week, buoying Labour members hoping to stop the country from leaving the European Union. With the UK and the European Union at an impasse in divorce talks, many Labour members think the left-of-centre party has the power and a duty to force a new referendum that could reverse Britain's decision to leave the 28-nation bloc. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday the economic sanctions on North Korea won't be reduced until it completes denuclearization after leader Kim Jong-un offered to close the North's main nuclear site in exchange for U.S. concessions. On Fox News Sunday, Pompeo says the U.S. is, though, making progress with Pyongyang.
It's the right path, and we've made clear to the world that the economic sanctions, the pressure that has caused Chairman Kim to come as far as he has come to date, will remain in effect until denuclearization occurs.
Tiger Woods wins the Tour Champions event in Atlanta on Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
The Trump administration has rolled back an Obama-era rule meant to curb pollution caused by huge volumes of natural gas that escapes after being drilled from the U.S.
The move by the U.S. Interior Department replaces a 2016 rule adopted under former President Obama that forced energy companies to capture methane. It comes a week after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency proposed weakening a similar rule aimed at reducing emissions from public and private lands. Methane, the main component of natural gas, is frequently wasted through leaks or intentional releases during oil and gas drilling.
It's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Within hours of the announcement, attorneys general for California and New Mexico filed a lawsuit in federal court seeking to reinstate the 2016 rule, which had been tied up with lawsuits since its adoption. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of regular Gary gas has risen to $2.90 nationwide, but Lundberg says prices may vary wildly around the country.
The low average in this panel of cities is Jackson, Mississippi, $2.50, and the high is San Francisco, $3.69.
The average diesel fuel price, $3.24, that's up a penny per gallon from 2 weeks ago. Thousands of coastal residents were remaining on edge over the weekend after they were told they might have to leave their homes because rivers are still rising more than a week after Hurricane Florence slammed into the Carolinas. Up to 8,000 people in Georgetown County alone in South Carolina were alerted to be prepared to evacuate ahead of a record event of up to 10 feet of flooding expected from heavy rains dumped by the storm. Several roads are still closed. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to ReadingDuckyDerby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM. The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to ReadingDuckyDerby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Come. Greg Bell, and we open this time with Jack Benny, and then one of his best-loved cast members heads up his own comedy program, as Phil Harris stars alongside his wife, Alice Faye, in their series sponsored by Rexall Drugs. You'll soon understand why I mentioned that company, because it becomes an early joke in this opening episode. As we roll into this one, you'll hear cartoon voice legend Mel Blanc as Mervin the Soda Jerk, speaking with Flossie, the new waitress, as voiced by Sandra Gould. And later, a special treat, as an unusual action by Benny is connected to the first appearance of recurring character John L.C. Savoni, as played by Frank Fontaine. Oh, and be sure to pay close attention to the lyrics to Dennis Day's song. This is from April 9th,
1950. The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, on the corner of CBS Square, there's a small drugstore which is frequently visited by radio personalities. At the moment, Mervin, the soda jerker, is talking to Flossie, the new waitress.
Take it easy, Flossie. Don't be so nervous.
I can't help it, Mervin. After all, this is my first day as a waitress.
Yeah, it's nothing to worry about. What did you used to do?
I was in the movies.
You? You was in the movies?
Yeah. I was head popcorn popper at the Pantages.
Well, why did you quit?
My boyfriend got tired of kissing my salty fingers. See, I hope I make good at this job.
Oh, don't worry. You'll do all right. Uh-oh. Get ready for business. Here comes Jack Benny and some of his cast.
Oh, gee, celebrities. Who are they?
Dennis Day, Don Wilson, Phil Harris, and Jack Benny. You see? They're starting to cross the street.
Oh, yeah. Which one is Jack Benny?
The one that looks like he won't make it. Hey, you better set a table for him.
Okay, Mervin. Give me 4 glasses of water.
You'll only need 3. One of them never touches the stuff. Now, come on. You better get busy, Flossie.
Now, come on, fellas. There are plenty of tables.
Let's sit over by the window.
Okay, by me.
Hiya, Mervin.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Phil, why do you always make him do that?
Well, it only costs me $1 a month, and if my sponsor comes in, he'll be impressed.
Why?
Because this is a thrifty drugstore.
Oh. Well, let's sit down, fellas.
Your order, please.
Get some new talent here.
Your order, please, gentlemen.
I'll take a ham sandwich on rye and a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir.
I'll have the same.
Yes, sir.
And I'll have a glass of milk and some apple pie a la mode.
Yes, sir. What flavor ice cream do you want on your pie?
Oh, no ice cream. Just put on a scoop of mashed potatoes.
Dennis. Dennis, why in the world do you order pie with a scoop of mashed potatoes?
Because I'm a slow eater.
What's that got to do with it?
Ice cream melts.
Well, I asked him. He answered me. Now I'm too sick to eat.
What do you have, sir?
Well, I'll have a shrimp cocktail, some clam chowder, a porterhouse steak, hearts of lettuce with Thousand Island dressing, some green peas, french fried potatoes, a piece of chocolate layer cake, and a cup of coffee. Can you remember that?
I hope I can carry it.
That'll be all, miss.
Thank you. I'll be right back with your orders, gentlemen.
Say, fellas. Hey, she's a kind of cute-looking girl, isn't she?
Yeah. Huh? Nice personality.
Huh?
Beautiful red hair, sunny smile, trim ankles, cute little figure, and...
Phil, remember, you're married.
I know, but I can still take inventory, can I?
Yes. Hey, Dennis, what are you looking at?
There's lipstick on my glass.
Lipstick? Well, I'll call the waitress and tell her...
Oh, no, this is exciting.
Dan, what's exciting about lipstick on a glass?
It's spring, Dad. Spring.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, say, Jack, there's a new record here in the jukebox called Dearie. It's sung by Dennis.
By me? Oh, boy, I'm going over and play it.
All right, go.
Nobody touch my glass.
We won't. Play the record, will you?
To the Sousa band, my wasn't the music grand. Charter party down by the seashore. Every 4th of July, test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Henry Ford could? cheeks, a running board under a Chandler seat. Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Dearie, do you remember when most gents owned a spare hat, wing collars and derby hats? Lovely ladies swinging their bustles. May those gentlemen sigh, test your memory, my dearie. Do you remember watching John L. win every fight? 'Cause nobody ducked from Sullivan's right. Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Jackie, do you remember leaving Waukegan, Illinois? Gosh, weren't you just a boy? That was long before love and bloom. And maybe Brahms' lullaby. Test your memory, my Jackie. Can you remember when your bankroll was very scant, when you played a lady in Charlie's Aunt? Jackie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember? If you remember, well, Jackie, you're much older than I.
I'm 39.
You're much older than I.
You gentlemen have anything else?
No, not me. I've had enough.
I'll bring you a check in a minute.
Hey, say, Phil, how about coming over to my house for a little gin rummy?
Well, I'd like to, Jackson, but I got to go home and wash Alice's hair.
Phil, you wash Alice's hair?
I used to be on for Fitch. I got to use that stuff up some way.
What?
Slip yours off. I'll wash that, too.
Never mind. Say, Don, how about you coming over to my house?
Well, I wish I could, Jack, but I've got to go back to the studio and make some spot announcements.
Oh. Say, Dennis, would you like to come over to the house and play a little gin rummy with me?
No.
Why not?
You cheat.
I cheat?
I've been watching you. When you play, you deal off the top of the deck.
What?
The man I played with on the train always dealt off the bottom.
For heaven's sake, kid, when will you learn?
Here's your check, gentlemen.
Oh, I'll take it.
Good, good. Well, fellas, I'm going home.
Mr. Benny, do you want me to drive you?
No, thanks, kid. It's such a nice evening, I think I'll walk. So long, boys.
So long, Jack.
See, the weather's balmy. Spring is the nicest time of the year. Trees are green, flowers are in bloom. Makes a fella feel good. Tut tut tootsie, goodbye. Tut tut tootsie. Where does Jolson get off saying he doesn't go, yeah? Da 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 dum bum bum bum.
Excuse me, mister.
Huh?
Could you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
A dime? Well, let's see. I haven't got a dime. The smallest I have is a half a dollar.
I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Well, look. Look, buddy, here. Here, take the half a dollar.
Gee, mister, thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Dum-dum, tootsie, goodbye. Yum-bum-beam, bum-bum-bum. Gee, that was nice of me. He only asked me for a dime, and I gave him a half a dollar. I wonder if it's deductible. What's the difference? Toot, 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 say goodbye. Half, half dollar, goodbye. Da-dee-da-dum-bum-dee-dum. da 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 dum dum de um bum 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 bum.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Well, Mr. Kitzel.
Benny, who was your friend to who I just saw you talking to?
My friend? Oh, that was some poor man who wanted a dime for a cup of coffee, but I gave him a half a dollar.
Bless you all.
Thank you. By the way, Mr. Kitzel, where are you going?
I'm on my way to the baseball game.
Oh, yes, there is a game tonight, the Angels in San Diego. I didn't know you were such a fan.
Oh, my, yes. But I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Benny. The baseball players are not like they used to be.
You're right. Some of those old-timers were really great.
When I think of such players like Christy Mathewson, Ty Cobb, Rabbi Marinville.
No, Mr. You mean Rabbit. Rabbit Marinville.
Rabbit? Him I never heard of. Well, I don't want to be late, Mr. Benny. See you again.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Kitzel, yes. While I was in the drugstore, I meant to buy a package of Lucky Strikes, and I forgot to. Do you happen to have a...
Of course. I smoke Lucky.
Oh.
Yeah, have one of mine.
Well, thanks.
Believe me, Mr. Benny, I've been smoking Lucky Strikes for nigh on to 25 years.
You have?
Yeah. I'll never forget the first time I ever smoked a Lucky. The mildness, the smoothness.
You really like them, eh, Mr. Kitzel?
Like them. Not only are they round and firm and fully packed, but there's never a riff-raff in a Lucky.
No, you mean rough puff. And...
Riff-raff, rough puff. Light one and enjoy.
Thank you. Well, goodbye, Mr. Kitzel.
Sold America.
This is the Jack Benny Program. We'll be back with more right after this.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
Seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Back to Jack Benny as he gives money to a panhandler on When Radio Was.
Say goodbye. Yeah, Mr. Kitzel is a nice guy. But then I'm a nice guy, too. Yeah, a fellow only asked me for a dime, and I gave him 50 cents. Yeah, I wish Luella had been there to see it. Maybe I'll call her when I get home. Well, here's my house. Wasn't such a long walk after all. Let's see now, which one is my door key? Here's the key to my car, the key to the garage, the key to my hope chest. If Mary doesn't ask me soon, I'm going to start wearing those things. Oh, here's the key to the door.
Boss, is that you?
Oh, Rochester, I didn't know you were home.
I'm in the kitchen.
Rochester, isn't this your day off?
Yeah, but I thought I'd stay home and get caught up with these dishes.
Well, look, you've let a whole week's dishes accumulate. Why do you let them pile up like that?
It isn't my fault. It's that new soap you bought. We just can't get together.
What do you mean, you and the soap can't get together?
When tide's in, I'm out.
Oh, say, Rochester, on the way home...
Excuse me, boss. I want to put these clean dishes away.
Rochester, you know, on my way home, some poor fella asked me for a dime.
Uh-huh.
But I gave him 50 cents. Roger, why'd you drop those dishes? All I said was I gave a man 50 cents. Rochester, you didn't have to push that second stack off the drain board.
I didn't touch them. They jumped off by themselves.
What a mess.
Boss, look at me.
Huh?
Did you really give a man 50 cents?
I certainly did, Rochester. And, you know, if I had known the wonderful feeling, the warm glow I'd get from being generous, I would have started earlier in life.
Boss, would you like to talk about my salary?
Mañana. That's a word I picked up in Palm Springs. Rochester, I've had a long day, so I think I'll go to bed.
Okay. Good night, boss.
Good night. Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. Da-do-do-do-boom-boom. Da-da-da-da-boom. Yeah, I bet I'll really sleep tonight. Ah, this bed feels good. Feel good to get my shoes off, too. That's a funny-looking sock. Oh, for heaven's sake, I told Rochester a million times, don't put my gloves in that drawer. No wonder my toes were cold. They were separated.
Are my pajamas?
Oh, here they are.
I don't ever remember being as tired.
Oh, my goodness, I almost forgot. Dear Diary, April 9th, 1950 cents. I mean, 19... Today, I did a wonderful thing. A needy person asked me for a dime for a cup of coffee, and I gave him 50 cents. Rochester, what happened in the kitchen?
I don't know. I'm in bed.
Well, Well, I better get to bed, too. I got to get up early tomorrow morning and
play golf with Mary. Oh, gee, I forgot to call Luella and tell her about giving that man 50 cents.
Eh, but then maybe that's too hammy.
It was nice of me, though. I didn't even know the fella, and I gave him 50 cents. 50 cents. He didn't have a gun or anything. I just gave him 50 cents.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your CBS Worldwide correspondent bringing you the event you've all been waiting for. Today, dignitaries from the four corners of the earth have gathered at this banquet to pay homage to the most generous man in the world, Jack Benny.
That's me. He's talking about me. They're giving me a banquet.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this great event is coming to you from the banquet room of the Taj Mahal. The dais is replete with dignitaries. A hush falls over the audience as the master of ceremonies rises to his feet. He is none other than the Honorable Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill? At a banquet for me?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a deep feeling of pride that I have come here to preside on this wonderful occasion. Little did our guest of honor know that his exhibition of generosity would shake the very foundation of the world. I know that most of you were as shocked as I was. When the news reached me, I was sitting on the front steps of number 10 Downing Street. As you all know, I'm not quite inside yet. And now, as your master of ceremonies, it is my pleasure to bring you the next speaker. A great cinema star from Hollywood, Mr. James Cagney.
James Cagney?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? It's a pleasure to be here. There are so many things going to be said tonight about Mr. Benny tossing four bits to a panhandler that I'm not the kind of a guy who makes flowery speeches. But I'd like to say one thing. Good health to all from the Taj Mahal.
Phil must be paying him, too.
And now for our next speaker. Another celebrity who not only regards Mr. Benny as his best friend, but has for many years had the good fortune of being Jackson's next-door neighbor.
He called me Jackson. Winnie called me Jackson.
And here he is, our next speaker, Mr. Ronald Coleman.
Ah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If I were king, I couldn't possibly wish for a better neighbor. If I were king. Yes, if I were king, I would bestow upon our guest of honor the title of knighthood. If I were king. If I were king, I'd see that every man in my kingdom had 5 acres of land, a 10-room house, and a glass with lipstick on it. Now, before I conclude, I would like to assure Mr. Churchill that the 50 cents that Mr. Benny gave away came out of his own pocket and will not be deducted from the Marshall Plan.
Of course not.
Thank you, Ronnie.
That's quite all right, Winnie.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Mr. Churchill is introducing the next speaker, I want to take this opportunity of passing through this vast audience and pointing out some of the other celebrities who are here today. At the far end of this table, I see Princess Elizabeth. Seated next to her is Madam Chiang Kai-shek. Looking down the table, we see Queen Juliana of the Netherlands. And seated next to the Queen, we have a lovely lady dressed in ermine cape, star sapphire tiara, and a diamond bracelet. I beg your pardon, miss, but I've taken the liberty of describing your jewels. So now may I ask, who are you?
I'm the girl who works in the drugstore.
Oh. Well, who is this sitting beside you?
Don Wilson. He hasn't finished eating yet.
So now, once again, we take you to the dais and Winston Churchill.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, another great man and speaker, Mr. Cary Grant.
Good evening.
Cary Grant is here, too.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to be here tonight at the Taj Mahal, honoring this great man. I'd like to say only this. Mr. Benny may have had the experience of being Charlie's aunt, but I was a male war bride. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Grant. And now we come to one of the highlights of the evening. A man to whom Mr. Benny gave the 50 cents. Mr. John L. C. Savoni.
That's the guy. That's the guy I gave the money to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to have this chance to talk to you because, I have a confession to make. When Mr. Benny gave me the 50 cents, I didn't want to buy nothing to eat. I just wanted to take the 50 cents and buy a sweepstake ticket.
Sweepstake ticket?
Well, I did. And that night I went home and I was just hanging around the house. I wasn't doing anything. Just hanging around the house. I didn't feel like doing anything. So I was hanging around the house and... I started listening to the radio. All of a sudden, the radio started talking to me. And I had the radio for 3 years. I never said anything to the radio. The radio never said anything to me. I didn't speak to any furniture in my house at all. The radio says, did you notice you are the winner of $150,000? I said, who? You. Me? Yeah. I said, do you know what my number is? He said, your number is 204-759-0307-M699-07. 389044. 8773, John L. C. Savoni. I said, holy smoke, that's me. So I won
$150,000. $150,000?
That's what I won.
And $150,000 is mine. I gave you the 50 cents. I paid for that ticket. It's mine. It's mine. I paid for it. I paid for it. Do you hear? It's mine. I paid for it.
Boss! Boss!
It's mine. It's mine. I paid for it.
Boss, wake up!
I paid...
Huh? Huh?
Boss, you've been yelling in your sleep.
Oh. Oh, yes, I was dreaming.
What were you dreaming, boss?
About giving that man 50 cents. For heaven's sake, there go the rest of the dish.
Ladies and gentlemen, the impersonations of Winston Churchill, James Cagney, Cary Grant, and Mr. Silvoni, the man I gave the 50 cents to, were done. All of these impersonations were done by Frankie Fontaine. Ronald Coleman was impersonated by Dennis Day.
The impersonation of giving away 50 cents was done by Jack Benny.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Good night.
From April 9th, 1950, and marking the first time Frank Fontaine was heard as John L.C. Savoni. After hearing the live audience's reaction, you can see why Benny was sure to have Fontaine as Savoni return to the series, as well as appear on Jack's TV show. And he would play a similar character known as Crazy Guggenheim over on Jackie Gleason's program. The drugstore waitress Flossie was played by Sandra Gould, who would also spend time as Miss Duffy on the radio comedy Duffy's Tavern, and later was the second actress to play nosy neighbor Gladys Kravitz on the 1960s television sitcom Bewitched. Artie Auerbach was the Yiddish accent in Mr. Kitzel, and frequent cast member Mel Blanc was heard as Mervin the Soda Jerk. Of course, you all know Blanc for his dozens of Looney Tunes characters, including Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Porky Pig. Frank Nelson was the radio announcer in Jack's Dream. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier you heard Phil making jokes about both Fitch Shampoo and Rexall Drugstores, two of the companies who sponsored his radio series. And that's where we're headed next. The Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show on Win Radio was right after this break.
My boss is the smartest and the stubbornest, the fattest and the laziest, the cleverest and the craziest, the most extravagant detective in the world, Nero Wolfe.
Join Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth Nero Wolfe, as masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet, in Radio Spirit's exciting 9-CD set, Parties for Death.
Mr. Bowden, it is very easy to murder someone. Avoiding the consequences of such an action is something else again.
His services are much sought after by an array of desperate and distinctive individuals.
How do you do, sir?
I have no time for the social graces, Mr. Wolfe. I'm about to be murdered.
Hardly in my house, I have objections.
Archie Goodwin does the legwork for this armchair detective extraordinaire, setting up his brilliant boss to solve the case.
Money, work,
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
Nero Wolfe. Parties for Death is regularly $35.95. But for a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can get it for only $17.95. That's half off. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code NERO77.
That's all you can give us?
At the moment. However, Inspector, in a very little while, I shall give you the murderer.
Now, how can you beat that? 18 exciting episodes of Danger and Detection for only $17.95. Order Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Use offer code NERO77 to get 50% off and free shipping. Sound good?
Good.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and our second in a row featuring Phil Harris. Before the break, he was heard as Jack Benny's boozy, scene-stealing bandleader. And now he heads up his very own program. This is from December 5th, 1948.
And now your Rexall Family Druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Mary Boland, Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today, as we look in on the Harris home, Alice is reading, William is telling the children a story, and Phil has just finished talking on the telephone.
Who was that on the phone, Phil?
Oh, it's Frankie. He's coming over to see us about something. He wants us to do him a favor.
Frankie wants another favor from us?
Uh-oh. Come on, Alice, let's hide our piggy bank.
I'll hide my money purse.
I'll hide my annuity.
And I'll hide the silverware so we can't... Oh, stop! What's the matter with you guys? What makes you think he's coming over to borrow money?
Well, Philip, he's borrowed from all of us.
I've kept track of every penny he owes us, and so far it amounts to $803.22.
Well, he put the bite on me for $500 of that.
And he got to me for $300.
He can't sell it to me for a quick $3.
Well, that's only $803. Who loaned him the $22? Willie! Well, you went overboard, didn't you, kid? Gee whiz, you just let it fly like that. Sir, just reckless, aren't you? Let me ask you something. You loaned him all of 22 cents?
Well, he got me in the moment of weakness. I'm afraid I'll never see my 22 cents again.
Why don't you hire Jerry Giesler and sue him?
Be ridiculous. You don't hire a lawyer for a comparatively small sum like that. Besides, my collection agency is taking care of it.
I didn't know Frankie had borrowed money from the children. Why did you girls lend him $3?
We couldn't turn him down, Mommy. He told us it was for a very worthy cause.
What worthy cause?
His grandfather needed a major operation.
A major operation for $3? Did Uncle Frankie tell you what they operated on his grandfather for?
They removed a brass rail that was pressing against the bottom of his foot.
Now, look, Bill, I won't stand for Frankie coming over and borrowing money from the children.
I keep telling you he don't want money this time. He just wants us to do him a favor.
I wonder what kind of a wild scheme he has now. He comes up with the strangest request.
Oh, he does not. He never asks any... Now, that must be Frankie now. I wish they'd quit picking on him, Remley. Pretty level-headed guy. I'll say one thing for him. When he asks for something, it makes sense. Oh, hiya, Frankie.
Curly, can I rent your wife and two kids for 4 hours?
Can you rent my wife and... He must be on one of them send-send gags.
Oh, look, Curly, I'm in a spot and I gotta have a family quick. If you just lend me Alice and the kids, I'll pay you well.
Frankie. Franklin.
What's the matter?
What a horrible request. You want me to rent Alice and my children for money? You don't go around selling members of your family. It's unheard of. And I say, would you be interested in Willie at a bargain rate?
Curly, please, all I want is Alice and the children. Now, do I get them or don't I? Answer yes or no.
Remley, before I answer that, I'd like to ask one question.
Go ahead.
Why do you want to borrow my wife and children?
Well, you got a lot of nerve prying into my affair.
You're not going to tell me? Then I won't even listen to you.
All right, I'll tell you. My Aunt Harriet is flying in from Honolulu today, and I got to make an impression on her, or I'll never inherit all that dough she's got.
Wait a minute now.
Hmm?
Ain't that the aunt who disowned you when she found out you were a musician? She thought you were wild and irresistible? Or ear-sump-responsible?
But a friend of mine who didn't want to see me lose the inheritance wrote to her and told her that I'd settled down, changed jobs, got married, and had a few children.
Remley.
Hmm?
Your friend never should have written a pack of lies like that just so you could inherit the money. That's a terrible thing to do.
I know. I hated myself after I wrote that letter. Now, Curly, can I have Alice and the kids as my family? Auntie's just stopping over for 4 hours.
I won't lend my family for any unhanded thing like that.
But, Curly, I'm not doing this entirely for myself. You see, Aunt Harriet said if she didn't leave her money to me, she'd leave it all to help bring back Prohibition.
Remley, I'm not lending Alice and the children to... Will 4 hours be long enough?
I knew you'd see it my way. My having a family will make Auntie very happy. Come on, let's go in and tell Alice.
Okay, but look, Remley.
What?
You want Alice to consent to this, you'd better not mention anything about being after your aunt's money.
But I'm not after her money. I'm merely thinking of Auntie's happiness. The money is only of primary importance.
It's the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. Stay tuned for more right after this short break.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping Carr Fire Relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floaters, Lit, Candlebox, and headliners AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to Carr Fire Relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for Carr Fire Relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
And now let's get back to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show on When Radio Was.
So you see, Alice, that's why I told Aunt Harriet I had a wife and children. It's been her dream to see me happily married. Will you and the kids do it for her sake?
You want to make an old lady happy, don't you, honey?
Well, fellas, you're putting me in a spot. I don't think Frankie should have deluded his aunt like that, but, well, as long as he did, I'll do what I can to help.
Thanks, Alice. Now, look, you better brief the kids. We haven't got too much time. Addie's plane is due in a couple of hours.
Well, do we have to go to the airport to meet her?
No, she said she'd come directly to the house. After I told her about my sumptuous home, she's anxious to see it.
Your sumptuous home? That room you live in is so small it only has two walls.
Well, I'll admit it's not much, but it's all I have. Where else could I tell her to come?
Say, Frankie, I've got an idea.
Hmm?
Why don't you send a radiogram to your aunt's plane and tell her you've moved? Give her this address and tell her this is your home.
Alice, that's a wonderful idea. Sending her a radiogram telling her I live here. How'd you ever think of that?
Oh, it's nothing, Frankie, nothing. But wait a minute. Do you think she'll get the radiogram in time?
Yeah, she ought to. I sent it to her last night.
You certainly think of everything, don't you, kid?
Yeah. Always on my toes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't think I should do this, but as long as I promised, I'd better go tell the children I have a new husband.
Yeah. You won't regret this, Alice. I'll make a very good husband. I'll be considerate and tender, and who knows, you might learn to love me, for as the years go by...
What years? Listen, this is a 4-hour time limit on this loan out with no options.
Well, is everybody all set to greet Aunt Harriet? She should be here any minute now.
I'm all ready, and I've briefed the children.
Good. Kids, you sure you know what to do?
Yes, Papa.
Papa? Who told you to call me that?
I did. I ain't gonna let them call you Daddy.
Oh, Curly, you're still here, huh? Might be hard to explain you to Auntie. Maybe you better run along. Get a room at the Y or something.
I'm staying right here.
But, Curly, if Aunt Harriet asks who you are, what am I going to tell her?
We could tell her he's my father.
Yeah, that ought to work. He looks old enough to...
Cut it out! Just tell her I'm your friend. Tell her we play in the same band together.
Curly, I told you she hates musicians. She thinks I have a little business of my own.
Business? What business did you tell her you were in?
I told her I had a small store. Sort of a... Oh, that must be Auntie now. Come on, we'll all go to the door together. I want her to see my whole family at once. I wonder if Auntie will recognize me. She hasn't seen me since I was 2 years old.
In that case, you better let me open the door.
Huh?
The shock of seeing you growing up might be too much for that old girl.
Yeah.
Now just stand back and I'll let her in. Well, welcome, Aunt Harriet.
My nephew, even better looking than I pictured you.
But wait, I...
Oh, you've grown up to be a handsome, curly-headed rascal, haven't you?
But I'm not... Yeah, I guess I have, it's that.
Now, aren't you going to kiss your auntie? Curly?
Now, wait a minute, lady. Look, I'm trying to tell you that I'm not your nephew.
Well, if you're not my nephew, who is?
I am.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh? You're not disappointed, are you?
Oh, well, I got used to olives. I guess I can get used to anything. So you're my nephew, little Francis.
Francis. Well, bless your little heart, Francie.
Gee, Aunt Harriet, why'd you have to tell him that?
So his name is Francis, huh?
Yes, Francis Waldo Remley.
Waldo. This gets worse as it goes along. Francis Waldo Remley. That sounds almost as bad as Spangler Arlington Brew.
Francis, you're being rude. You haven't introduced me to your wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aunt Harriet, this is my wife, Alice.
How do you do, my dear?
Oh, hello, Aunt Harriet. I'm very happy to know you.
Why, you're very attractive, Alice. How come a pretty girl like you married Francis?
Well, there was a shortage during the war, and I had to take what I could get.
Thanks a lot, dear. Don't stand in the doorway, Aunt Harriet. Come on in. Auntie, I'd like you to meet my children. This is Phyllis, and this is little Alice.
Oh, what adorable darlings. How are you children?
We're fine, thank you. We're all right, but Aunt Harriet...
Yes, child?
What time do you explode?
What makes you think I'm going to explode?
Papa said you were loaded.
Francis, what does that mean?
The children got it wrong. You know how kids are. They got the word mixed up.
Oh.
I didn't say loaded. I said bloated.
Yeah.
Have one more go at it, Waldo.
Girls, you'd better run upstairs and take your nap now.
Okay, Mommy. Goodbye, Aunt Harriet.
Goodbye, you little darlings. Oh, they're adorable, Francis.
Take after me.
The first half of an episode of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program from December 5th, 1948. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and when Phil was making fun of Frankie's full name, he mentioned Spangler Arlington Brew, the real name of which handsome Hollywood leading man? I'll tell you and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The flame we hold is as good as gold, Bonanza.
In the saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
buy Songs of the Wild West today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three, Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other Songs of the Wild West. Just go to musicrewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping.
First man down, I'm a mean, son of a gun.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Now at Staples, get bold color copies that will have people talking and get 20% back in rewards. Get your business's message across loud and clear and get 20% back in rewards. Print leave behinds that will make you top of mind and get 20% back in rewards. Now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Spangler Arlington.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
He also later did some television. For example, in the late 1960s, he hosted Death Valley Days, replacing a fellow who left that series to become the governor of California, Ronald Reagan. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're all out of time. But hey, visit us over at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by